to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let's start today's show.
Yes, Mikus.
A way that we have not started the show previously since we've been in the brand new building.
Right. What do you got planned? What's on the agenda? What are you going to do?
Good monkey. You're not a bad monkey. Good monkey.
Oh, that's a good way to start. We were all kind of concerned.
Good monkey.
You know, we go around.
Stayed, fixed the buttons that needed to be fixed. Good monkey with your big monkey fingers.
It's a different configuration there.
It is.
It's lower. It's easier for you to reach.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Are you happy with it now?
Yeah. It's finally the way that it should have been from day number one.
We all enjoy when other people in our group get into little fights. With Rob yesterday, it was getting to the point where even, you know, and very difficult for all of us to actually feel sympathy for Rob. But actually, at a certain point, I think we were all feeling not sympathy. That would be
overstating it
enormously. But a slight level of discomfort because, you two who have this different relationship than anybody on the show.
But he's got to know that friendship is one thing.
Yes.
Mike, they call it show business for a reason. And as I said to the boy last night.
I understand, Dave.
As I said to the boy last night.
Right.
You know, here's the problem. He's my best friend.
Right.
I had no problem getting him demoted when he had the job before.
No, that is true. He knows. I'm sure he's aware of that. You would pull the plug on him. I mean, he'd stay in the family, but you don't mind taking stripes away.
Oh, yeah,
you've
that's
taken
right.
stripes away from him. He's been demoted more than anybody on the show.
He sure has. He's up and down like the stock market. So we had a very good chat.
Right.
About let's just worry about the stuff that matters. Like, for instance, one of the things that he did, which I'm no longer mad about, now I will laugh about, since the stuff that I need is right here,
right?
All the buttons are where they should be. If there's any F-ups today, it's on me, mm-hmm. Okay? But one of the things that he did, instead of doing the studio layout configuration of the computer stuff with the sound effects and the music correctly, was he went through and he organized our music collection.
Now, you showed me that's the big book where he went through all very detailed.
But I just want to explain to you what he did.
All right.
He took, now, in theory, we should only play 8 of these a day.
Right. You're talking about songs that are rejoiner songs where we come back from commercials and we play a particular musical selection.
Right. We've got 1,800 songs. For him, that was a priority.
Right.
It's
a priority in his own life.
He put them all, and this is why I was so mad yesterday.
I mean,
and
Rob is like, seriously, like going to the library to get music. You can get anything. He's got everything.
I was not able to articulate it. Now I can. Now that everything has been fixed. Now that we've got that where we needed, and we've got that where we needed, now I can say, what a bad monkey you were, and what a waste of time when he should have been doing stuff to help the studio to keep the show going.
Right.
Instead, we have 87 discs with 1,800 songs, all of them with our logo stamped on them.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, yeah, that's nice, Buzz, but that's why I was so pissed yesterday, because that is the essence of what my argument with the bad monkey was yesterday.
Right.
That you take the time to make music, which is the smallest part of this show.
Right.
An important part, but the smallest part. You involve yourself in that totally to the point we put our freaking logos on all of the CDs that nobody will ever see.
It's good, though.
Oh, looks great.
It's neat and organized.
It sure is, Mike.
Anal man.
But anyway, good monkey today.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that you're not off the hook with the suit.
Okay.
But there still is going to be. Now, you don't have to wear the monkey head.
Oh, incidentally, and I thought about that yesterday. At one point, you said, we're going to get another monkey suit, and I looked at you and I went, hey. And I rethought that. Down the road, at some point, I think I still occasionally, wear or do things to completely humiliate myself. So I really shouldn't have reacted like that, because you know what? I enjoy wearing clothing and costumes. I really do, and I've done it before, and I've done it probably within the year.
But you're so well-behaved.
I am well behaved. Because I don't have a lot of, my job.
We really have to discipline you.
Well, that's because logistically, my job is really not.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Did you check out the bathroom?
No.
Did you? Why don't you run in there right now?
Yeah.
And see what is on.
Something to see.
On the towel rack.
Okay.
Go check it out right now.
That was a good hint.
This was. You think you'll figure it out?
This was important to Mike.
Wow!
Yeah. He likes it. Mikey likes it.
Paper towel.
Well, now.
Wow! How normal.
One of your complaints was the fact that there was a paper towel roll.
Right.
Yet there were no paper towels on the paper towel roll. We had paper towels, but they were the individual kind that you pull out one at a time, like in a regular bathroom.
I am grateful.
Sure.
I am grateful. That's the theme of my day today. I'm grateful. I appreciate everything that's being done for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay? That applies to in here and at home, too. I'm grateful.
Ah, good for you.
Okay? Appreciate everything that's being done.
Things a little rough on the home front?
Don't want to exactly be, not necessarily rough. It's just, gratitude is my attitude. Gratitude is my attitude. It's nice that after 4 days, we've got the paper towels. I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing that now we will not have.
So what did you do to Carla?
It's not what I did. It's that apparently Carla had cleaned the house so thoroughly yesterday between the puppy and everything. She'd gone from top to bottom. I mean, the whole house cleaner than when we had, like, the pros coming in and cleaning it. It was just, yes, hookers. We actually had hookers come in and clean. And apparently I came back from court today, which was just a wonderful experience, and threw my clothes everywhere, and I got in trouble for doing that, because, you know, it's the standard, it's the routine argument, I've done all this cleaning, and you don't respect the cleaning that I've done, and you know what, it's the ABCs of me. I'm a sloppy guy. I wish I was a neater guy, but apparently the suit, you know, it was so hot in the courtroom that I came home.
How hot was it?
It was so hot that everyone was pleading cupliado, or whatever,
what?
culpado. Well, that's Spanish for guilty.
Right.
Oh, no.
Not that there, you know, listen, not that there was an overwhelming imbalance of a particular ethnicity at the courtroom. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, thank God you made bail.
Culpado and no culpado.
I'm surprised there's even a word for guilty in Spanish.
See, there shouldn't be. But it was a bit warm, and I was told that today, I was a witness for the prosecution. And I can't go into more detail than that.
There you go.
You know if I do, seriously, I would have to relocate, and we'd have to put up an ISDN line.
You know what we call
between
a guy like you, Mike?
What's that?
We call a guy like you a snitch.
A rat?
Yeah.
A narc. Thank you, Robbie. A narc.
Well, I think I can speak in broad strokes. No, I probably can't even do that. But it's just I observed someone in a bathroom smoking something that was not a corn cob pipe, okay? Let me put it to you that way.
Made a citizen's arrest.
Sort of, in a way.
Stop right there.
Hold it, citizen. But
you should say that it happened in your...
In my joints.
Yeah. You just made a drug joke.
You might be careful. You chose a pretty funny.
I'll drink to that.
I was there, you know, after getting my nice shiny suit on and going with my tie to the courthouse.
Oh, I should remember when you said suit, you said court.
Yes.
This is Robert the Mailman.
They always.
You know, and after all that, Don, I didn't even need to testify. It was all.
This is Robert the Mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Yeah, taken care of. Yeah. Everything was 100% A-okay, but very, very warm and very crowded. I was told that this was one of the all-time largest court days as far as, because they continued a lot of court cases, including the one that I was there for,
right,
to this particular date, and it was absolutely amazing.
I just want to say, great day to have your air conditioning break. I almost, you know, this has got to be, although I'm not a believer in karma, I am a believer in karmazin, but not in karma.
There you go. Still a believer in karmazin.
Oh, and you should be as well, my friend.
My allegiance is and will always be, excuse me, heat stroke, to Sumner Redstone.
After all of my talk, and I want to give you a little more background once we start the show about the people that came over this weekend to borrow the pool because it was hot and everything. Imagine my surprise when I woke up today and my basement was flooded and my air conditioner is busted.
Oh, no.
Is flat out busted.
They don't exactly design them for, you know, decade-long heat waves. They really
and the,
don't.
And, you know, I call right away, and it's, of course, it's the worst freaking day in the world.
Yes. This is probably the worst day you can call heating and air conditioning.
It's over 100 degrees, and everybody's got something that's broken.
Right.
But I tell them I've got water, and, you know, I guess what I said was, to get them out so quickly, was, I think I may need a new unit.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said that,
there's a key to what to tell these guys to get them out there.
I mean, for God's sakes, the guy was right there.
Sure.
He was right there.
I think I might need a brand new unit. Something bigger and better and more expensive than the one I've got. So, see you in an hour.
That works.
So anyway, he came out. I'll let you know tomorrow what the guesstimate is.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be pretty major.
I think we're probably not alone where everybody right now, the entire continent is under a heat wave, but here in the Mid-Atlantic, we've been under it for a long time.
That would be very funny tonight if I, on my way home, stopped at this dickhead neighbor who called me twice more last night.
Nice to see that relationship has been repaired.
Stopped at his house on the way home and said, hey, guess what? My air conditioning is out. I just thought I'd check in and see how you and your wonderful family are doing, and maybe I could just sit in your air conditioning for a while.
And maybe take a dip in his pool, and then, hey, baby Ruth time! It's baby Ruth time.
You know, we should all do, though, in these times of temperatures over 100 degrees, is look to Buzz, as always.
Why? How? Oh.
Because Buzz is wearing his rope Jesus sandals again today.
Right. I have seen Buzz wear...
Second day in a row.
So many different things. This, I don't know why this disturbs me, but this one disturbs... This is... He's just gone too far this time. He is... Are they hemp? Are they made of hemp? No, just regular rope, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Where in the name of God, and I mean the name of God, did you find that at the Christian bookstore? Where did you get those?
No, on the internet.
On the
you can find anything.
Do you do all your shopping now on the internet?
If I can, if there's some way I can avoid leaving the house, absolutely.
God. I'm with you, Buzz.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, you really look like you're going to a swingers hedonism 2 convention.
Then I've dressed correctly.
Kind of look that he's going for. Let me see. Let's go to the back room for a second and check in with John Norman.
Norman.
John.
Norman.
Hi there.
Hi, John.
Norman.
How are you doing? John Norman.
John, did you see Buzz's sandals on that show, Real Sex 26?
yeah.
Norman.
John is, of course, our tech guy. It is way back in the computer room, and we can see him through glass, and now we have a little...
Norman!
He hates that, incidentally. I get the impression he hates being seen.
No, I mean,
you're a behind-the-scenes guy, and I think you like being a behind.
Ignored. I like to be able to see what's going on in there.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right, so that's the trade-off. The trade-off is okay.
Well, anyway... John?
Yes.
Johnny?
Hi.
Yes.
John, we have many, many entries coming in.
I know.
at the DonnaMikeWebsite.com with the MP3s, with the people sending in the show opens. And we've got 6 of them today.
Mm-hmm.
This would just be... Now, John, you are giving us a representative sample of the stuff that's coming in?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Norman.
We'll hear at least...
you got it, John.
We'll hear at least a minute or so of each one.
Yeah.
As you might know by now, we're looking for an open for the show, which is why we just started the show today dry, just talking. We'd like to have
6 new ones today, Don.
What?
I'm just doing my John Norman impression.
He's working on it.
We'd like to have 10, 12 of these that we could rotate and play a different one every day. And the beauty of it is they're made by you, the home listener.
We've had 2-3 days where we've really been pleased. That's really, the odds are definitely against that. I'm waiting to have that one day where we're really disappointed by the entry.
Yeah. Let me just say that our show on Westwood One is brought to you by Ford. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move. There is a car company for people like that.
That's right.
All right, here is the first entry that we'll hear today. It comes from listener... What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. He's in a better mood today. He's back to his old self.
Oh, the monkey?
So, yeah, the monkey's making me laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
He was just kind of signaling me that he's a Ford guy.
Here's the entry by David Long.
I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many. Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas? A what? A plethora.
Sure.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
Here we go. I have no idea what this one's about, but I'm not tuning it out.
No, I like it.
What is this?
That's right. But my money is in this place, so it's like you. That's right. Where my money is concerned.
What movie is he sampling here? Any
I'm not
idea?
Sure. I get mean when you mess with me.
And I don't want to poo poo these, but what we're looking for really is ones that have you guys and your voices coming on saying, it's the Don and Mike show.
Right. You know? Yeah, but you can't ignore this groove.
With Don, with Mike.
Come on,
with Buzz, with Joe.
The Mike show.
There it is. Sorry about that.
Let's go now.
I think I just walked on it.
You can't even hear the
Don Geronimo.
This one time. This one time when you asked me about my fans.
And Mike, look there.
Okay. Well,
sorry. I it's time for me to say this. Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting a little pissed off at the Michael O'Mara.
Okay.
It's not Michael O'Mara. It's never been Michael O'Mara.
Never been.
All right. So please, ixnay with the Michael O'Mara crap.
Here's the next one from a beloved listener, Darren Burtis.
Anybody named Darren.
Hey, all you radio fans out there. Guess what time it is? Go on. Guess. Wait for it. It's time for the Don and Mike show, starring you know who, Don Geronimo.
I'm a smooth who loves the This company is my black man show. What?
That would be our co-star and critically acclaimed restaurateur, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, it's the juggernaut, bitch.
Now let's welcome the rest of the crew. Get your fat asses in here.
Yo, Sammy, have your ass.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Crack. Want some crack?
Oh, dear.
Get you high. No, man, do you want some weed? You want a job? Yeah, boy. Jersey Local 404.
Joe.
And let's not forget about that dude in the back room working them controls. He goes by the name of John Norman. Hey, bitch. Chew your food.
Wow, that was a mess, but I like that one.
Yeah, interesting. That had a real homegrown quality.
Sure did. I mean, I don't necessarily think that that one's going to to make the cut.
We're with you.
But not bad.
Can you give that a check or an X?
A question mark, please.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I put a line through it.
Here's the next one by a guy named Jeff Rupp.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Jesus Christ! It smells like a toilet in here!
Go ahead, laugh. Laugh all you want, but the fact of the matter is, this is the setting for the greatest story ever told, okay?
Well, baby, me so horny.
What kind of
me love you long time. Diet.
I'm a sucker for
the more bit. Contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
Oh, this is just gay.
Oh. Again, this one's really bad, but it's bad in that good, it's homemade way.
And it grips you. Yeah.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Where did you guys go? Super crazy no-weed school?
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Well,
okay.
Well, we gave that one over a minute.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the time and effort.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a winner.
That's
on,
right.
On get the show started.
Uh-huh. And usually one's a wower and one's a non-wower, so
there
I think the next one's going to be a wow.
Here you go. This is from a guy named, we're going to hear six of them today. This is a fourth of six. A guy named Patrick Ireland.
Ah, I like him already.
No D, Mike. Ireland.
No D on it?
Ireland.
Huh. Patrick Ireland.
At last, we meet for the first time, for the last time.
Lunch is no longer being served on the Don and Mike Show. There will be a small vegetarian dinner served immediately after the Don and Mike Show. If you miss lunch today, we suggest you double up on dinner at the conclusion of the Don and Mike Show. Please, do not eat during the Don and Mike Show. Thank you, and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
That's all you had to say.
Okay, now, yeah. I want to say, that's the best one I've heard
today.
That's
a unique angle, is don't eat during the Don and Mike Show. I like that.
Now, there's a name here. I mean, I'm remembering some names.
Norman!
Hey, John.
Yes.
Didn't we have this? I remember this name, Ryan Ash.
I couldn't remember if you played his yesterday, and he sent another one. He cleaned it up and shortened it up a little bit.
Norman!
All right, well, thank you very much, Johnny.
Welcome.
All right, here's the next one again from this guy named Ryan.
Although I don't mind the bondage, I don't like the disease.
Well, the bad announcing is the best.
That is the best part.
And I am the pretty girl.
The come on downs work for me.
You just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good.
Right. Oh, that's the new Bob Dave, right?
Right.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll play what they wish.
Well, very clever. Very clever.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan, if you're out there listening, more you and less tape.
Are there any more?
One more we'll hear today.
Good.
I got it from a guy named George Rath.
I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom.
Oh, we heard that one.
Them
yep. Hold on. Just give me a second.
Right. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Plethora of piñatas. Remember that.
Your day just got better. Well, your day can't get any worse.
Ah, what the hell? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Call the FCC. Get every direction, find a car they've got. Ask them to clear the air.
Yeah, sure. I don't think that, you know, one small group of people should have so much power that they can dictate what's on radio or television.
Starring Don Geronimo.
The legendary rooming with the monkey gag.
Mike O'Mara.
Every little monkey sleeping in the night.
That's a good one.
Oh, two monkey eyes. Oh, monkey fight.
With the lovable Fuzzy Buzz Burbank.
What happened to just getting high on good old clean life? Maybe enjoying life, looking at a rainbow, or sitting underneath a waterfall,
right,
enjoying a big glass of scotch, or enjoying a pack of cigarettes on a hot summer day.
Producer with an attitude, Rob Spiewak.
Get started. Somebody's making brownies.
Joe Artinger.
Around the butt and up over the groin area.
Is that you? Yes, it's me. Yes, it's me. Prove it. Prove it. I asked you first.
I wish I had a guy in my life that would stop me before I did something stupid.
Now, Don and Mike. And thank you, listeners.
Pretty good. Now, probably the strongest one.
I think so. And what he's done is he's put the music bed here on the end. We'll use this to actually start the show today.
Right.
Good one, George Rath. Give that one a thumbs up, please, Robbie.
Yeah.
We are blown away by all of the entries we receive. We'll listen to these again later in the show.
Yeah, we know how much time people are taking on some of these, and it's fantastic.
We do want to thank you very much. Put your best stuff together, and maybe you'll be part of the show's history. We'll play your opening every day. We'll play a listener opening every day. Email it, mp3 it, to Don and Mike website, and under the signature line, make sure you put John.
You know, during the homemade jingle contest, by this time, I was burned out, and I don't see that happening anytime really
we're
soon.
We're just getting started.
They're good.
The Don and Mike Show. Boom, boom, ack-a-lack-a-lack-a-boom.
Right,
boom, boom,
here we go.
Oh, yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Right. Look at this. Everything working like it should today. Isn't that right?
Duh.
Right. Well, what can I say?
Cody Lamont.
Tony D. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Did that so the door come through? There it is. And there he is.
Ta-da!
I played your song today.
Thank you.
It's mildly retarded.
How's?
You're still a bad monkey.
How's? Are you implying that I'm a prehistoric monkey?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You're like a Jurassic Park monkey.
I live behind the wall on Skull Island.
That's right.
How's your? How's your heat stroke? Because it's warm outside.
How's your job security? Today it's good.
Yeah, it's
today,
all right.
No, it's good. Today it's good.
I'm paying attention to what you said, just like the stock market.
Up and down, Mike.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Newton, and all the ships at sea.
Big or juice?
Wayne. Broadcasting live from Don and Mike House, where the air quality is always dangerously red.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Don Geronimo and big game Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Big what?
Bad monkey. Big game.
Big game.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Don and Mike Show, you can tell by the smell. It's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday. 07-18-08.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, Buzz is not retarded. We're starting today with Don Was Not Was. It's Walk the Dinosaur. This is the Don and Mike Show, and you can call us from anywhere in America. It's a toll-free number, 877. Oh, and Canada, too. 877-365-3636. And if you want to hear us on your computer, go to the Internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll hear us right there coming through the speakers. If you want to email us for something besides the show open contest, shoot us an electronic mail. John Norman is back there, and that's why he has headlights. He's pulled his hair out reading your emails.
He loves it.
And throwing them away so as not to hurt my delicate feelings or Mike's delicate feelings.
Yep, John.
But please, keep sending the emails. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's how you can email us during the show. And let me see, iTunes, which is screwed up, so don't even ask me about that.
Right.
And that's it. And we like doing the show and taking phone calls. And I'm going to start that right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good morning. Hey. I'm Don, Mike.
Yes, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, afternoon. Mike, I owe you a big apology.
You owe me. I love it.
Don. Sorry, wrong person.
Oh, you know what?
I was really excited about it.
Hey, shut up. Shut up, Mike.
I wanted an apology. I wanted an apology. All right, give him his apology, and then somebody can call and apologize to me for anything.
I'm so sorry you're fat, Mike.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, now hold on. You know what you're going to do? You're going to get in the way of my compliment now.
You know,
my apology.
Might I throw a little statistic out? Now, shut up for a second. Might I throw out a little statistic that I haven't thrown out in a long time? Mr. Man?
Let's hear it.
40 pounds. 40 pounds off my frame.
Very significant.
That means that I now am weighing in at 337 pounds. No, it's not. I'm kidding, of course.
Pounds over.
Good job, Hambone.
Thank you. Sorry that phone's dropping out on you.
What, Einstein?
All right. I owe you a big apology. I used to be a big listener of your show. I used to listen to you daily about 5 years ago. I quit listening.
Yeah.
Started listening about a week ago. The first show I listened to, I hear you talking about your girlfriend. First thing that ran through my head is, what a dick. He dumped his wife. you know, found a younger girl or something like that.
Yes, oh, so you found out that my wife passed away, and now that has made the show more passable for you.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry I was thinking such bad things.
Bye!
That's an amazing apology.
There you go.
Well, I think we all felt better about that one.
Yeah. I'm glad I got that apology to start the show.
There you go.
Hey ho!
He had bad feelings about that.
Wow.
Go figure.
What a nice guy.
Wow. Go figure.
Nice first call.
Yeah. Hey, here, and I wanted, because I really wanted to share it, because I wanted to tell you.
Sure. Hello. Oops. I'm sorry. Was it amazing? Did I do that? I guess I did do that.
Okay.
Well, while that's being fixed, I'll give you the very brief update on my neighbor and what happened. First off, you should know the type of neighborhood that I live in. I live in this type of neighborhood.
It's a project.
Last night, yes, that's right, Mike. It's called Cabrini Greens.
Cabrini Greens is where you
beautiful.
Live.
That's the name of my subdivision.
Fantastic.
When I got home last night, there was an envelope in my mailbox from a neighbor.
Mm.
And as you can see, this is the type of stuff. Now, I don't know who lives in a neighborhood like I do, but that my neighbors do.
Oh, okay.
You can see what it says right here in the big font on top. You all can read that together, right?
Someone's having a party.
Yeah. It says, neighborhood party.
Oh, right.
Nice. You know, come say farewell to his family that's moving away. And let's meet new neighbors. You know, Saturday, July 22nd.
Well, that's pretty normal. That's like any other neighborhood. They have that.
But we do this all the time in my neighborhood.
Right.
The neighbors go door to door. It's not unusual. I think I mentioned before we went on holiday when there was a tree that was down, a power line was down during one of the summer storms,
right.
And I had to stop at a neighbor's house to park my car there, and it turns out they were all having a party,
right.
That it's just that type of neighborhood. It's the type of neighborhood where they come over, people will knock on your door. If they're out for a walk,
sure.
They just knock on your door.
Man, that's a pain in the ass.
Tell me about it. I've been living there for, you know, 13 years.
People just roll up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they walk up, they're nice.
But when it happens, it always seems to happen to me when I dash downstairs when somebody knocks on the door. Or actually now rings the doorbell because they just got a plastic doorbell.
Way to go, golden boy.
And the UPS guy did it the other day, and I came downstairs, and, you know, I it was early in the morning.
You were nude?
He woke me up. No, I was in a state.
Oh. What, you had a boner?
Mm-hmm.
I always answer the door with a boner.
I did.
There's no better way to say hello.
He was already in his truck, though. He had just dropped off a package.
But I
had the morning thing. I had that morning thing, you know, before you go winky thing.
Oh, I try to stay that way.
Yeah, most
I'm hoping that someone will knock at the door.
Do they really come up and pound on your door, though? That's just that kind of stuff.
Now, pound is a hard word. It's a cool word.
Just decided we didn't
now,
babe you.
It's one of these things where it's like
neighborly.
Hey, how you doing? Just want to see how you're doing.
But they have to get by the gatehouse first.
Right.
So anyway, H-A-U-S. So this is the type of neighborhood that I live in, and I'm not complaining about this.
Right.
It's a relationship with all of these neighbors that I was drug into when Frida was alive.
Right.
And really, I would bail out on most of this neighborhood crap like I'm going to do right here.
Right.
And it's always like, you know,
a few people.
Your host, please bring munchies to share, swimsuit, RSVP, regrets only. I mean, it's a real tight neighborhood. And,
mm-hmm.
and since Frida's passed away, I'm really grown into the role of curmudgeon-y hermit
yeah.
who most people know to stay away from.
Yes.
You know, short of the few people in the neighborhood that I really consider to be good friends.
Mm-hmm. Did the right. children stay away from your house? Are they afraid? Is it gotten to that level where you
yeah,
know,
it's
where
like,
don't go to that porch. He's in there. You know,
ever,
like To Kill a Mockingbird.
Or you ever seen the movie The Sandlot?
Yeah, exactly.
With the little kids where they throw the ball behind the
You're
fence.
Like James Earl Jones, blind.
Yes.
With a big old dog in the backyard.
Right. No, I'm also like James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams. Whenever I answer my door. Now piss off.
If you build it, he will come. Now piss off. Now, I don't want to see you again. My name is Ebenezer Source. Here, go away, and here's have a phone book. Thank you very much.
Anyway, I had mentioned yesterday on the air, around this very time, that I had more than one neighbor drop over the weekend. One neighbor invited himself over, said he wanted to see how I was doing, mentioned that they wanted to come over, bring the kids, and said, can we bring the swimsuits?
Right.
Now that I've had a day to reflect on it, yeah. I would like a moment just to set this douchebag straight. Because he called me twice more last night at
wow.
home, and he's really pissing me off.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, dickhead. your kids and the way that they react and the way that they are raised by you, reared by you, is your business. The reason that I reacted less than enthusiastically to you coming over and mooching off my pool is not because you wanted to come and mooch off my pool, but because you wanted to bring your smelly teenage boys over. Now, I tolerated smelly teenage kids in my house when I had a smelly teenage kid mm-hmm. in my house.
Right.
Bart doesn't even know these kids.
Okay.
Wow. These kids have never met my kid. So I thought it was incredibly rude to just invite yourself over and hang out as he did. And I spoke about him yesterday, and I mentioned that I had to tell the boys, you know, it's yes, sir, and no, sir, and all this other stuff. And he really got his panties in a wad. Called me up last night. Now, you know, I've never said the guy's name on the radio.
Right. No.
I'm not going to say the guy's name on the radio. That was his first big threat.
Right.
You know, hey, listen, I want you to know something. I have an attorney. I said, well, so do I.
Right.
You want the number? I got him on retainer.
So it got ugly fast.
It's like Baskin Robbins. Take a number for better service.
Wow.
Then the guy said to me some of the stuff that I had repeated to you in his phone message that he left yesterday. You know, you are the way I've always thought you were. Yeah. I never liked you anyway. You know. So last night, I think that it's behind me. Because I get home and I go through the mail, and it's like, oh, look, oh, neighborhood party. Oh, this is just what I'm looking
good
for.
Good timing.
I go in, and the phone's ringing. I don't even pick up the caller ID. You know, I just one of those things. You walk in the door,
right.
It's like, I go, hello? And it's, you know, it's Mr. Head.
Ah.
And
hello, Richard.
And Dick says, doesn't take you much time to get home from work, does it? I made it home about a half hour last night.
Yeah, it was a good commute last night.
And it was mean. Because here's what...
What does it mean? Is it...
No, I'm going to tell you what it means, and he did say it meanly. He said, it doesn't take you much time to get home, does it? And I said, well, normally it takes a little longer, but tonight I got home quick. And then right away when I realized what it was that I was getting back into, I said to the guy, oh, why, did you want to leave another one of your childish messages that you knew I wouldn't pick up? Did you think that I wouldn't be home by this time?
Right.
And then the guy said to me, well, all I know is that for a guy that only works 4 hours a day,
sure
did make it home pretty fast. And I said, it sounds to me like I'm having a conversation with one of my moron listeners, which I tolerate during the show. If you would like to call the show and keep your name out of it, be my guest.
Right.
Call, I promise you'll be able to get through. He said, I don't appreciate you talking about me and my family on the air. I don't appreciate the fact that you mentioned other neighbors. And I said, I mentioned other neighbors. I don't mention people by name.
Right.
Then he said to me, I want nothing else to do with you, and I never want to be mentioned on your goddamn radio show again. And I said, hey, you know what? No problem.
What?
I hang up. I don't know. 90 minutes later, phone rings. It's his wife.
Oh, a little double team?
Yeah. And she gives me the opposite. It's like good cop, bad cop.
Yes.
She's like,
I'm so hurt.
I want to let you know something. That I was friends with Frida. I know that you don't know me or my family, but I was friends with Frida.
Yeah.
And I just think that the conversations that have been going on are really out of place. And how would you feel if somebody said those things about your son? And I said to her in a very measured tone, I said, people have called my radio show and criticized my family. I said, I get mad about it.
Right.
But don't ask me, like, you know, how does it feel? I said, and besides, I didn't out your kids by name.
Right.
I said, and really, I'm not really mad at your kids. I'm really more mad at you guys. And the more that this goes on, the madder I'm getting.
Sure.
I said, this is now the second call that I've received since I got home, plus a message. Why don't you guys just leave it alone, and this thing is going to go away?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, the problem is this, that... And I'm thinking, well, you know, what the frig could the problem be?
Yeah.
Well, this is the problem.
Right.
One of the little bastards left his Tag Heuer. They can't seem to find the Tag Heuer.
What is that?
It's a watch.
It's a watch.
Ah.
It's a watch, about a $300 watch.
Okay.
So she says to me, now this woman's got a set of nuts on her.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I hope that you're not the type of person that would have found Bastard's watch and would have done something with it or wouldn't call us or wouldn't give it back.
Oh,
because we can't find it anywhere. And the only thing that we can think is that he took it off before he went in your pool. And at this point, I am double teamed.
Are you going through drawers looking for a hammer?
I am overwhelmed.
Uh-oh. You said the word.
I got to find it. It'll be a second.
Oh, God. Oh,
sorry to put you out.
Yeah, I know you are.
That's okay, Mike. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
So that rule comes to the new studio with us?
Yes. Came over in its own truck.
Okay. Just checking.
Until Bad Monkey gets the aforementioned rap star with the genie pants on the show and we can lift the curse. The curse of, you know, MC. So, anyway, very long story short, she is rather pert with me and says,
Kurt,
what did I say?
Pert's a shampoo.
Pert is a shampoo. Right. Kurt is a bitch.
Right.
She says to me, would you look around the house and call back, please? And I said, I would be glad to, and I hope that this ends the entire chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, my hand to God, I looked around. I didn't see anything.
Right.
I wait about 20 minutes. I finish my dinner. I call back.
Uh-huh.
Well, just my luck. Mr. Head picks up the phone.
Oh, good.
Now, Mr. Head doesn't know that Mrs. Head has spoken to me.
Oh.
So Mr. Head picks up the phone, he sees it's me, and he says right away, what? That's how he answers the phone. I said, hi, is your wife there? He said, what do you want to talk to her for? Then I go through the whole thing.
About the watch?
About the watch. And then I hear... And this is the best part of this story. Uh-huh. He says, just a moment. And I hear the phone goes down like this. And this is what I hear.
Wilma! Did you call him? Did you call him? Did you tell him about the watch? You told him. You told him. F you. Just F. He's on the phone for you.
I mean, it's without the accent like this, but
right,
he did
right.
say the F word.
Oh, wow.
He did say, you know, did you call him? So then she now comes and picks up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Right? She's like, hello. You know, all like shaky. And I said, hi, it's me again. I can't find the watch. I said, I promise if I find the watch, I will send it to you.
Yes.
Why don't you give me your address? And she said, I don't know if I feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
Which is where that's the point that really I just said, you know, I'm just going to cut bait. And I said, well, fine. I tell you what, if I find it, I will call neighbor X and I will tell neighbor X who can tell you that I found it.
Wow.
Although the whole concept
of was earth policy,
kind of weird. They only live a couple of miles away from me. And they, you know, I say, just give me the address. If I find the watch, I'll mail it. I don't feel comfortable. Wait,
no.
You don't feel comfortable giving me the address in case I find the watch. But you obviously feel comfortable enough with my address
in my pool
to call me up and then to come down to my house.
Exactly.
So let me just say to the entire...
So endeth the ugly chapter.
Huh? Yes, to the entire Head family, who I know is listening and taping now, and is the guy loved to threaten me with some kind of legal action.
Right.
Okay. You know, bring it on, big man. Bring it on. That's all I can say. Otherwise, F off and leave me the F alone, and I'm not going to the neighborhood party, so you're not going to see me at the neighborhood party.
Okay.
Okay?
So that's that.
That's it.
It's over now.
Unless he wants to call the show. If he wants to call the show, I promise, swear to God, really mean it, you can have your say.
Okay.
You can give your side of the story and let people decide for themselves. You tell people if I've embellished. You tell people exactly what happened on Sunday. Otherwise, F you and F your family.
Mm-hmm.
And stay the hell out of my life. So that's the update on that.
Right. I think this is going to work out okay.
Yeah, I do too.
I think you're going to be friends again.
Oh, no.
No.
Although
that's
I did meet a new friend. I know it was, but I wanted to tell you, I did meet a new friend today.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Not in my neighborhood. My friend, before the show, I made the drive over to Norbeck Road.
Oh, did you really?
In Rockville, Maryland.
Ah.
Without giving out my street address.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't meet anybody who lives in the house that I grew up in as a kid, which is now 5 miles. It's 5 miles away from here.
Right.
So sometime this week, I'd like to go out with a tape recorder.
5 miles from here?
Mm-hmm.
That's less than an hour.
I'd like to send somebody out with a tape recorder. I'd be glad to do it before the show myself.
Okay.
And talk to the people. I spent maybe 10 minutes parked directly in front of my boyhood home,
wow,
which still has the carport.
Hey.
Is still the same awful lime green color and looks to me as if it could be, I ask you not, 1972.
Really?
It's wow. Like,
so it's completely unchanged. That means that the transition to museum is not going to be that difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, Conway.
It's going to be fantastic.
Twitty City.
Donlan.
But what I want to do...
It's going to be D-O-N-L-A-N-D. Donlan.
What I'm dying to do...
This jungle room.
Donnywood.
Knock on the door. Knock on the door. Meet the people who live there and ask them if they know anything about the history of the home.
Right. You know, that's fantastic.
Show them the... I mean, I can show them the spots.
Did you do any intel? Did you get any information on
who's
living there?
This is where I made a friend.
Yes.
The mailman.
Yes. Ah, perfect.
Because I was sitting in front of the... It's on a... I don't want to give the address, but it's right on an access road.
Okay.
Because Norbeck Road is a big... four-lane highway, so there's an access road, and I was kind of blocking the entrance.
Was the access road, was the big highway there when you lived there?
Yeah. I used to run across the street all the time to the shopping center. Yeah, I mean, nothing like that, you know. I mean, it was kids.
Right.
Kids being kids, Mike, back in the day when you could send your kid out to run across a street with a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit and not worry about it.
About juniors. Right.
Jesus. Okay, let's just click. There you go. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Finally. So now, did you get a clue? Because we had a little wager here.
Yes.
Good.
Hold on.
All right.
I did. So I'm parked in the almost driveway of this house, and I'm really there sitting there for 10 minutes because memories are just washing over me.
Smoking a cigarette, just staring at the house.
And I'm thinking, you know, so many good things and so many awful things happen to me in this house.
Right.
My creepy family, I'm dying. And then the next thing you know, the mailman pulls up in his truck.
Mailman.
He wants to deliver mail because I'm sitting in front of the mailbox.
All right.
So I back up a little bit. No, it wasn't.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
All of a sudden, somebody knocks on. Sir, Department of Homeland Security.
It wasn't him. Anyway, I back my truck up, my car up, and he pulls his truck in, and I said to him, hey, I said, hi, I'm Don from the Don and Mike show. The guy looked at me like I could have been saying, hi, this is John Wayne Gacy.
Right.
Maybe you remember me from the 70s.
Right.
You know, he gave me that same look like I guess all mailmen give when someone approaches their vehicle.
Sure. And that is supposed to please me. Why?
So I said, I used to live in this house over 30 years ago. And I've just discovered, not that I've not known where it is, but I work very close now. And I said, I'm dying to find it. It doesn't appear to be any cars here. Do you know anything about the people that have lived here? And the guy said, they've lived here the entire time that I've been on this route, which is over 10 years.
Okay, so they've been there a while.
Wow. I said, how come, I said, always been a carport? He said, always been a carport.
And a carport was built when you were there, right?
Yes, that was an innovation made by my father, the genius. My father, Sam Einstein.
Yeah, sure, keep the falling off the car.
Sure.
Right.
So then I asked the all-important question.
Yeah.
I said to him, do you know anything about the family? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, we got a little bet on the show about where they might be from. And the guy still didn't get it, you know. And I'm standing
there. Kind of tough in real life to ask that kind of a question.
Looking at the memo, I said, just wondering, you know, where do you think they're from?
Are they from Kansas, Cambodia?
I said, because it was the first thing that came into my mind. I said, Libya,
Kansas, Cambodia, or Costa Rica.
I said Libya, meaning Lebanon.
Oh.
And then I said Israel. I said, like, are they from Libya or Israel? And he just looked at me and I said, okay, this is going to sound incredibly racist, but it's really not. Are they white? Are they black? Are they Hispanic? Are they like Indian? And I have the answer.
Oh, good. You do?
I have the answer.
Wow.
And it is an answer that I believe. Well, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're very ready.
Half and half. Really?
Wow.
Half and half.
Half something and half something else.
Half black, half white.
A salt and pepper team.
Hey.
Fantastic.
White man, woman of color, mailman, also was a brother.
All right.
So he said to me, he said, they're very nice, you know, he's almost protective of them.
Yeah,
sure. You know, that they're very nice people.
Well, that's delightful.
And I said, at that point, I said...
And nobody bet that.
Nobody had mocha.
That's wonderful.
Nobody had mocha.
No one had black or white.
Right?
No, I think I took white.
Oh, did you? That's right. You did take white.
I took white.
I'm sorry.
I always take white.
I took all of Asia. What did Rob take?
I
and I both took Hispanic family.
Okay. Yeah, Rob had Hispanic. Mike had Hispanic. Buzz had the Orient, and I had white. We're all big losers.
Yes.
And
how has the neighborhood itself, has it evolved at all?
It looks the same. It looks exactly the same.
Wow. And your bike could be sitting there on its side right in the driveway.
All I could think is I want to meet these people, and I want to tell them how it would upset my father if he knew that there was a black man and a white woman making love, or is it the other way around? It's a white guy and a black chick.
You could also tell them that they are living in a national treasure
house. That's right. They need to know that.
They are. Now, is there any chance that, you know, as we pursue this, we could contact the government to maybe make this a landmark? I'm thinking a plaque on the corner of the building.
I'd love a sign, Mike. I'd love a sign.
A sign. Let's not stop at a sign. Let's get a statue.
Well, I'm thinking like a plaque.
About that Michael Jordan statue they have out in front of the stadium in Chicago.
No. I want something just like when you walk into a McDonald's and it's just like, this is a very special Ronald McDonald House McDonald's.
So you want a plaque on the building. You don't want an actual statue. You know, you can turn it into a bird bath.
But you want your face on it like Ray Kroc is on the McDonald's plaque?
I picture you.
A silhouette.
Okay. You know, how about a bronze headphones with the microphone and, you know, and water comes out of your mouth?
Or other places.
Water comes out of your mouth, goes into the microphone, and comes out of the microphone into the bird bath.
I would just love the chance to meet these people.
Sure.
And ask them if they know anything about the history of the house.
Mm-hmm. And you could ask them if the house is, cursed or anything.
To walk through and say, do you realize that this is...
I mean,
as I was sitting there, I gotta be honest, I'm not washed over with a flood of great memories.
Right.
I was thinking, if I could get in the house, I would, for instance, say, do you realize this is the first spot where my father ever threw a dish at my brother.
Oh.
I mean, there are things in the house that I remember.
Yeah.
That I distinctly...
Is there anything particular that happened to the house that was significant
that
you remember? Maybe a hole in the attic. Like, for example, in my hometown, in which my mom still lives in the house, we got, as kids, this fluorescent, it's probably toxic as hell, this fluorescent glow-in-the-dark writing, and they let me go into the back of the attic and actually write on the walls.
Oh,
and the stuff is still there, but when you see it, it looks like I'm Jeffrey Dahmer, because on the wall is written death and kill and destroy,
it's
still there. I take people there after 40 years and they still can see this. It's great.
It's amazing. It must have been different then. In like 1960, my uncle Philip spray painted on the side of his own house a picture of his brother Sam and wrote the word duh under it.
And it's still there.
It's still there.
Isn't that wonderful?
Ugh. Nearly 50 years later.
Did you deface anything inside the house?
I didn't,
was there any particular area of the basement where you, you set up a fort?
There was one thing that happened a lot in that house.
Yeah. But, you know, really, even after time, that can wash away.
I was a young boy.
You're not Cal-El, you know. It's not like it's going to linger forever.
I was a young boy with a healthy drive and nowhere to go.
How many years total in the house would you estimate? How many years did
I live there?
Yeah.
7 years.
7 years.
So 7 years.
So it's kind of a blip on the radar.
What a buildup.
But I mean, it was during your formative years when you were filled with...
I was past the teddy bear stage.
Okay.
I had actually gotten laid with the dentist's daughter.
Right.
And was discovering myself.
So you lived there from 30 to 37.
That's right. Just the time that we've been working together.
And based on that, there should be some glow-in-the-dark evidence in his house, too.
That's what I was thinking. It's so
toxic. Well, was there any kind of emotion at all, or was it just kind of a curiosity?
No, that's the thing. That's why I bring it up. There was some emotion.
Sure. Right.
And I would like to go back. I know it's terribly self-serving, but I think it could be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to go out and see it sometime, too, so that I could second that emotion. You know, actually,
I hope you don't cry the tears of a clown.
You know, when you go out there
and no one's around,
you should talk to the homeowners itself.
Should shop around.
I think I'd like to shop around. I'd like to talk to the people in the neighborhood and just.
I think we should just go cruising together.
We should, and just see. You know,
I'm doing nothing but Smokey Robinson titles now since you started it.
I understand, but I see. I'm out. After second that emotion, I'm like, I can't play the game. You're king of the Smokey Robinson.
Yes!
Congratulations.
I'd rather be just king of the Smokies.
Smokies.
King of the Smokies.
Smokey Rivers.
Oh, now we're going to play the Smokey game?
Smokey Joe.
I'm already king of the Smokies, yeah, even if you win
Smokey
this.
Rob, you're king of the Smokey
you
Robinson.
Can never take that.
We are now playing the Smokey game. I have changed it. We are playing the Smokey game.
No. No, yes. I'm not playing the Smokey game with you.
I didn't refuse to play when you rattle off all the Smokey Robinson songs.
You
I didn't
started
refuse.
It. You started it.
I know
it,
I started
though,
it, but that doesn't never.
You started it.
The name game doesn't have any rules like that where the person that starts it is responsible.
You said to me, you are the king of the Smokey Robinsons, and I said, I don't want that. I just want to be just king of the Smokies.
And now I'm telling you, earn it.
Ooh, he's thrown down.
Okay.
What did I have? I had Smokey Rivers and Smokey Joe.
Yeah.
Great.
Smokey the Bear. Wow. I mean, really.
Look at you.
Give me the crown, please.
Okay.
Smokey the
Bear. There you go.
And let's not forget just the generic Smokey. You know, over on the side of the road as you're going 80 miles an hour, beware of Smokey.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to play like a random one just to get it out of your system? Because I know you like to do business like
no,
that.
No, I don't, Mike. No, I do want to say, with no offense to any Orientals.
All hail myself.
That was a nice Jap attack.
Yes, it was.
That was really
no
a
disrespect.
Nice Jap attack. No disrespect to any Orientals.
No disrespect to
anybody. You're kill me with that one.
Well, so I can come for the ride along when you go out to your neighborhood then?
I would love you to come along.
I'd be very curious. I do. You know, Rob loves the history of the show. I kind of like
here's
the,
my here's my
you
worry.
Told so many stories about this gang of yours, this little rascals, you know, Bowery Boys, you know, group that you, and you tell more stories from that 7-year period, ooh, I think, than any other time in your life.
Favorite time of my life.
Sure. Yeah, I really
favorite
think
time.
A lot was going on then.
Obviously. Favorite time. Absolutely.
Well, happy America, sunnier days.
America wants to meet the family that lives there now, so I hope you do that.
Yeah, okay.
Now, did you mention to the postman that that there's an Indian burial ground? An old Indian burial ground
Indian.
Located underneath the home.
Nah, everything is cool. Oh, I
hello, little gal.
I watched, was it a rerun of, God, you know, I don't know. I think it was Family Guy. I get Family Guy and American Dad mixed up.
Right.
When Stevie gets sucked into, oh, that's Family Guy. When Stevie gets sucked into the TV, I watched that just on Sunday.
Me.
God damn, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Yeah, here I go with another groundbreaking statement. Family Guy, funny show.
Carol Ann.
Funny show.
The dog talks. Isn't
what's
that something?
What's up with that?
I like that baby that talks with a British accent on it.
Stewie.
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 How about that?
It's like that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Funny.
Good. I like it. I like it, too. One call, and then we'll get our break here.
All right.
Just in time for the monkey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Don,
yes.
Have you crossed over to the dark side and going to start putting labels on your cars, too, now? Like diamond?
Well, I don't get it. What's he saying?
Don had mentioned putting a plaque on his house, and this guy is equating it to Jack Diamond's little mini plaques in the cars that he sold.
Okay, listen, let me just explain something to you. That was a joke.
So was diamonds, I think, but wasn't
a joke.
He actually did it.
Let me give a little, let me give a little background. A disc jockey who we fight with, Jack Diamond, had a deal with a car dealership where he would drive a car for like 1,000 miles, and then they would sell it. And inside it would say this car was driven by Jack Diamond.
Didn't it have a plaque?
Of Q107.
Yeah,
yes, it had a plaque inside.
Well, a brass plaque.
That was not a joke. That's the truth.
Right.
That's the kind of car it was.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a new Corvette!
Thank you, Rob. Now, that was true.
Uh-huh.
What we were just talking about, putting a plaque on the house that I grew up in,
kidding.
That, my friend, that was a great A piece of comedy.
That's right.
Went flying right over your big, gigantic noggin.
Now, what do you think of that?
I'm an asshat. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Just really not trying to laugh at the show, just trying to find little things that I can needle us about.
That's right.
That was nitpicker.
God.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, that's ridiculous with Jack Diamond. They're putting a plaque on a car, you know?
And his daddy, I'd like to say
hi.
I'd like to say hi to his brother Cotton.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And knows.
Yes.
Am I king of the pickers?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Pickers.
Thank you.
All is right with the world.
Thank you. I'll take that. You can be king of the Smokies. I'll be king of the pickers.
Nip, cotton, and nose.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Dando Success Station, WOFF Radio with a reason. And now, clue number 37 in this week's famous name contest. Folks, that jackpot is now up to $17. All you gotta do is catch that clue to collect that cash. So here it is, clue number 37 in this week's famous name contest. This famous person is responsible for an act associated with this sound. That's it, gang. Stay tuned now for the WOFF 5 p.m. news. The station that informs you, if you haven't heard it here, it hasn't happened yet.
Don and Mike Show. Love sat alone in a boggy marsh.
A division of Line One Industries International. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hey, listen, everybody. Here's our brand new ratings party. You're invited a week from tomorrow. Wednesday, July 26th. We're going to be at Mike's Joint at O'Meara's in Manassas from 8 until 10.
My big deal.
Of course, it don't cost nothing to get in.
Right.
And it's the closest thing that we have now to a Las Vegas-style show.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
So we'd love to meet you. We don't... ratings come out late this week, early next week. We don't even know what the ratings are going to be yet.
We're going to have a party anyway.
As of this moment, we're in 15th place.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a party next Wednesday. So come on out to Mike's place. We'd love to meet you. Information will be on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Join.
This has been a weird time for the show because since the ratings came out 3 months ago, and we got hurt with Howard leaving like a lot of stations did,
right.
And we tumbled down to number 15. And before the ratings had even come out, way back when we came back from vacation in April, I mentioned I had had like an epiphany that Frida had said to me, just go on, live your life, be happy, do what you do. And we've moved the show in a slightly different direction, and things are really groovy.
Right.
And
even groovier now that we got our new joint.
And I predicted that we would be number one in the overall beauty pageant before the end of the year.
Yes,
right.
You did.
And I, one of the things I said was, I'm going to will this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mean that like I'm a freaking genie.
Well,
I meant that you know, the show can be the show. The show is what the show was. And a big part of the show, I just wanted to take a second out here to explain part of why the show is popular and will be number one again very shortly.
Okay,
and why a lot of people are going to be eating crow and eating my A and eating Mike's D or vice versa.
Yeah,
when the latest ratings
come
out.
You can reverse that.
Thank you, Mike.
And reverse it again.
I knew you'd
just
like it reverse.
Just interesting the way you chose those words.
Oh, you know why? I was talking with Buzz about the news today, and we're having a discussion about what we can and cannot get on the air.
Yes.
Without giving away Buzz's news, he does have a story that involves a guy eating another guy's A.
Oh, dear.
And the question that he brought was...
Salad bar?
Was how much can we say?
Yes. Don, I have a question about the salad bar.
So the answer was, well, you can say eat a guy's A.
Yes.
But that's about it.
So we shall.
But that's about it.
I have one question.
Yes.
With syrup or jelly?
But either way.
All right.
We're straight.
Am I getting dangerous now? All right.
No,
just want to make sure.
I know the rules straight.
I've been playing by these new rules long enough where I think I'm getting better at
it. Oh, yeah. Sure, yes. Yeah. You can say that.
Then we're straight. That's it.
Uh-huh. Most all gays do.
We straight.
And that's it.
That's it.
I was looking at, and this is not going to be a rave out, but I'm just talking about the show and about how a lot of people really loved the fact that when we were number 15 in the ratings, once again, the vultures came out.
Yes, oh, they sure did.
Especially on Rupert Pupkin's site.
Yep.
You know, that's where all of the hatred really is for this show because, you know.
Really phenomenal that it continues. It's just day after day.
Here's my message to those on Rupert Pupkin's site who enjoy writing about the demise of the show.
Yes.
One of the things that I read over the last couple of days was something like, you know, gosh, all these guys do is talk about, it's boring to hear a guy talk about going to the grocery store, hear a guy talk about going to the doctor, hear about a guy talking about getting his dog, arguing with his girlfriend. Listen, what all of you geniuses out there, all of you Rupert Pupkin geniuses don't realize is the reason that Mike and I have been together for 20 years, have been up on top, back down, and up again, is strictly for that reason.
That's sure.
People listen to this show like they listen to a soap opera.
Right.
And as dumb as it sounds, to talk about things that happen in your life, in
real.
My life, in Mike's life, in Buzz's life, that are real.
Right.
Believe it or not, you douchebags, and I'm talking to the people on the website now, the know-it-alls, the behind-the-scene program directors, that's how you get a loyal audience.
True.
And that's how you keep a loyal audience, is by doing the stuff that you think is dumb that's how we've managed to get and keep a number one audience. And when we are back at number one, and it may not happen the first part of next week, it might take another 3 months, but we definitely ain't going to be number 15, mm-hmm. and we definitely ain't going to be number 10, and we definitely ain't going to be number 5.
Wow.
And we're going to be higher up than that.
Ooh.
And that's just the that is just the first step
mm-hmm.
of us saying to those who don't get what we're doing, eat it. That the whole show, it's about the only way that I can think of that this show can be unique.
Mm-hmm.
If the show is about us and our lives.
That's right.
If you're looking for a show, if you're one of these young 20-somethings that loves writing anonymous notes on websites saying, I stopped listening to the Don and Mike show because it's boring to hear a guy talk about fighting with his neighbors. You know what? Pound sand, douchebag, because I've got news for you. For every one of you guys that writes something to a website, I'm not kidding you, there's 20,000 people that are listening to it and loving it yep. and relating to it.
Well, let me offer this. I think that, I have gotten conditioned to where I actually enjoy reading all the websites, whether it's a good, bad, indifferent.
You can take it.
It doesn't matter to me because I know that what amazes me is with all the venom and all the negative comments that are made, almost on a daily basis, pretty much routinely on a daily basis.
Right. Well, on Rupert's site, because that's the way he likes to run it.
Well, the thing is, they are made each and every day, and they can only be made based on people listening to the show.
Oh, but Mike, you're forgetting the big first line.
What's that?
I've not listened in years.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Turned it on yesterday.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What am I hearing today?
Right. You know, the fact is, what we offer in this show is not something that you get a lot of other places. You really don't. You don't get this. And I'm talking about even in the little genre that we're in. You don't get just two guys talking about what's going on each and every day. It doesn't happen like that. And what I notice about these sites is no matter how much negative, whatever the subject of the day is, it's every single day, and it's the same kind of people. I would assume that these are, you know, the people coming back with the negative comments again and again and again that love to do that, that enjoy it.
Some of them work at Jiffy Lube.
And we give them something to talk about.
That's
and,
right.
You know, it's amazing anyway. To me that with this stupid little show about, you know, really, you're talking about Seinfeld, about nothing, that we have people talking about it every single day. And talking about it good, bad, ugly, it doesn't matter.
And we're about to climb back on top of that mountain again.
That's good.
And what will you jerk off say then?
Well, I know what they'll say.
I could write it.
Sure. I could write it.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell us. You know, don't be confused by the success of the Don and Mike show. This has happened before. They will be down again. That's what they're going to say. Well, because, yes, that is a fact of life. In ratings, you go up and down. It happens. It's going to happen. They're going to say something like that. Then they're going to say, I noticed that that it might be a statistical error that Don and Mike, you know, and they better not trumpet their successful ratings for much longer because, you know, they could go down. It's just the same old crap.
I got news for you. I'm trumpeting them before they come out.
Right.
Our ratings are going to be better than ever. Trust me on this. We're having a party on this next Wednesday. Please come out, and we'd love to meet you. And thanks for listening to the show. And people do listen to the stuff that we put on the radio. The proof is in the pudding, in the ratings. It's coming out soon.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rupert Pumpkin. Now, speaking of stuff that I know people, radiophile people, do not understand, is when, like in the first hour today, when we opened the show, we played the tapes, we talked about my neighbors, and you talked yesterday about your dog, and I talked about playing ball with, electronic ball with Tori Holt.
Right.
And people could say, oh boy, god damn, that's boring. Why don't they do some shock jockery?
Right.
Listen, here's the thing. I'm past shock jockery. I think we're all kind of past shock jockery. If you want us to have naked women in here and us pouring syrup on them, that ain't going to happen. Now, on the other hand, I'm still trying very hard to get the two twins who do the trick with the...
That's different.
The ping pong ball.
The ping pong ball.
Let me tell you why that's different.
Okay, please. Yeah.
That is a quality professional act.
That's show business.
That is absolutely a professional act.
Modern that's being modern. Run by the lawyers.
Yes.
But just know this, all you little brains that love hating on this show. We're back, and we're back in a big goddamn way.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Yep.
And we will keep talking about our lives and the things that happen to us because it's what makes this show unique.
And I'm going to say this because it needs to be said, because one of the things on those websites, I think one of the reasons they do love to talk about this show is because we give so much negative energy out all the time, too. Here's a little positive energy. I want to say thank you to the people that are not heard from, that are not seen, that don't talk on the websites, that, that support this show. And there are people out there that have supported this show up, down, in between, forever. And we do appreciate that. We appreciate the people that, you know, the vast majority of people that support this show and that have made this show a success for, you know, God. We're
20 years.
Right? 20 years. 20
so,
plus years.
Wow. Speaking of that, I wanted to just bring one last thing from my personal life to the show today, because I'm happy about this. I'm thrilled. You know, I went through all this time with my daughter where, I think I've talked about this, I didn't know where she was. I thought she was dead. You might remember, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I actually did try to make contact with her. She spit on me. It was awful. My fault, her mom's fault, situation's fault.
Right.
Anyway, everything has worked out real nice now.
Isn't that great?
And today I got a note. She, you know, they had been out for the holiday, for the 4th of July holiday. And I still like getting a note that says daddy,
mm-hmm.
because I never had my daughter
right.
ever call me daddy. I mean, she was born and I was out of there.
Right.
I was 18. That's how it goes. Daddy, we had a great time with you. I'm so blessed to have a good, honest, loving relationship with you. And I'm so glad the kids feel comfortable and safe with you. We are so lucky to be given the chance to find each other. I love you, Amy. Now, if that's not the sweetest goddamn thing that doesn't break, it just doesn't just make your butter just melt,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what is.
Right.
And to me, that's what doing a radio show is about. That was the point of this lecture, is that it's
the lecture circuit.
It's about emotion, and it's about showing your true self on the radio, as I love doing, and more times than not, my bad side comes out. The side that I wouldn't want you to see comes out. Because I don't really give a crap.
Right.
But on the other hand,
that's part of the charm.
This is part of what works, too.
Mm-hmm.
And not only works to make a good radio show and build a loyal audience, but Jesus Christ, makes me feel better in my head.
That letter that you, that note, that very nice note.
Yes.
Did you write that yourself?
Yeah, of course I did.
There you go. Yeah.
Look how I faked out the kids wrote, hi, Grandpa.
That is, boy, that took
see
hours.
That? Miss you, love, Ethan.
It really looks right. authentic, very, you know.
I mean, think it looks real, yeah. Rob?
That's more like your handwriting on the right.
You know, anybody...
The one that the kids wrote.
You know, it's a big deal with Homeland Security to forge your passport nowadays, but anybody can do one of those little Hallmark jobs.
Anyway,
you know?
That's something I'm excited about. And right. I know that there's a lot of people listening who have listened to the show for many, many years and have heard all of the crap that I went through, you know, a lot of it my fault with my daughter. And for those people now, this is a nice little resolution for them as
okay.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they feel good about it, too. And that is what doing a radio show is really about, connecting with people on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. That's the type of show that we do.
Right.
And we're coming back to the top, and we're coming back to the top like we didn't come back to the top before. We're coming back to the top this time, playing under these goddamn ridiculous rules.
Yep.
Where we can't do shock jockery.
Right. When you do a show for this amount of time, I think people tend to write you
Excuse
off
me.
Not once, not twice, about three or four times. And, you know, they did it once again, and it makes it sweeter. It really does. Makes it a lot nicer.
And even today. I mean, I opened today's Washington Post. Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, right. the little munchkin, has bought 3 5-watt stations and is starting some kind of, you know, midget radio network.
Uh-huh.
And once again, of course, you know, who's on the cover? Riggins, uh-huh. the guy who they're putting on against us.
Right.
Well, just let me say to John Riggins, enjoy the PR today.
Mm-hmm.
You are a good guy. You're a friend of mine. You're more a friend of Mike's.
Well, there's a time in the past, Mr. Geronimo, that I used to run around your... You know, it's not going to be that big.
Here's the deal, Johnny.
What's that, Don?
Here's the deal.
Yeah, go ahead and share it with me.
You're a Hall of Fame in football.
Yeah, I am. Number 44.
Me and Mike are Hall of Fame in radio.
That's right.
Yeah. Guys like you come out in our stool.
Your stool?
Yeah.
Are you talking about, you're not talking about the bad part.
The digestive system.
Well, that's what you feel about. You're Mr. Geronimo, you better watch your P and Q there. You know?
It's just part of the continuing mantra of this show. It's like, Jesus.
I just wish I could do this impression all day long. Unfortunately, they're on 700-watt radio stations that aren't going to be heard by anybody, except it's living in their backyard, so it's really not going to be that much of an impact.
All I know is that, you know, again, it's whatever it is. It's whatever's going to just fly right now and stick to the wall.
Right.
Front page, Washington Post sports section, gigantic picture. Sure. Bennett Zier's got his picture in it.
Mr.
There.
Geronimo, you're omitting something quite serious that I'd like you to talk about.
What's that?
You didn't mention the fact that I was on Days of Our Lives.
That's right.
I'm a trained Shakespearean actor.
I think the headline should have been, Snyder buys radio stations, Riggins about to get ass-kicking of his life from two fat disc jockeys.
Yeah, you just wait. I'm going to be waiting outside by your car.
Well,
I'm going to hit you over the head with an old pair of shoulder pads.
It ain't funny. It ain't funny being number 15, but, John, I have a feeling that your rating may be lower than your number.
You'll be looking up.
Yeah, I was talking to Mr.
He wore number 44, incidentally, so I'm picturing him at number 45 of the rating.
I was thinking of Mr. Snyder the other day. I had him in the palm of my hand. I was looking down at him, and I was saying, why can't you be able to buy a radio station that's got some listeners?
And this guy Snyder, you know, I know I've railed about him before. Everybody around the country knows who he is. So there's no problem railing on him.
Right.
Here's where the guy, and I just got done telling you what makes great radio.
Probably using live remote broadcasting, Six Flags.
I want to tell you why radio is a great medium. Radio is a great medium because, generally speaking, you're speaking to people who are alone in their cars,
right,
and you form a very intimate relationship with them.
Hi there.
Now,
hello.
The problem with Snyder is, you know, this station, WJFK, paid $10 million a year for the privilege of broadcasting what for the last 10 years has been a very mediocre football team.
Snyder.
This year, the company said, you know, F it, we're not going to pay you, you know, another $10 million.
Fine.
So what Snyder did was he went out and...
A few other companies said that, too.
Yes. Yeah. He went out and he bought three very crappy stations that cannot be heard in many parts of Washington, D.C. The stations that he bought, and it's funny because he takes a slam at our station, WJFK, in the newspaper today.
Oh, does he really?
Saying that his three stations offer better
coverage,
more coverage and service than the previous home of the Redskins.
That's if you want to sit there right a button like you're, you know, like you're sitting there playing the keyboard trying to get the right radio station.
These new radio stations that he bought, seriously, they make the station we're on, WJFK, seem like the most powerful radio station in the market.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. It's like a flamethrower.
So here's what I don't get. Most people in this town don't like Dan Snyder.
Right.
They think he's a pompous little prick.
Right.
And he's got the Napoleon complex and everything else. And everybody knows that if he's got one hand shaking your hand, he's got his other hand in your pocket trying to take a 20 out.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what the guy's all about.
Isn't it known really as the worst experience, one of the worst experiences in not just football, but professional sports to go out to the ball game because of the cost of everything?
Worst and so most profitable.
So in essence, what he's done now is taking the Redskins games off a radio station where people could hear them.
Right.
And I'm not talking about just WJFK. I'm talking about any of the 40 stations in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He's put them on three suburban crappy stations that no one will be able to hear, and they'll all be under his control.
Mm.
You remember when we worked at WJFK, they would call over and say, hey, you got to lay off.
Yeah, Mr. Snyder's called.
Yeah, they've called again.
Yeah, they would be on us all the time. It was amazingly, he wanted total editorial control over the radio station.
What I don't get is how Stuart Little is still able to get the publicity he gets. Like Paul Farey at the Washington Post, who seems to be a pretty decent reporter. I've met the guy a couple of times. He's talked to me a couple of times. Seems pretty smart. Hey, Paul, I got a question for you. Why you got to stick your nose so far up there? I mean, really, if you stick your nose that far up, it's going to get stuck up there. And you should have talked to somebody in the radio business to ask them a little bit about what this guy did.
You're asking for something that you don't get anymore.
Right.
You're asking for journalism. You're asking for reporting. The Washington Post gave up really being a journalist's newspaper
I don't know, what, 20 years ago?
Especially in, when it comes to broadcasting, radio,
I mean,
and TV reporting.
But also, when you look at you know, everything, the way they cover, I mean, in general, I mean, broadcast journalism, print journalism, everything. Does anybody do any real digging anymore? It doesn't seem to happen.
It's not
anymore.
That I'm even looking for digging. I'm just looking for...
No, but I mean,
if I'm
going
to see a story on the front page of the newspaper about Dan Snyder buying three stations and making this bold move, I think that someone should put at least... not an opposing viewpoint, but be devil's advocate and say,
no.
The truth is, can't hear these stations anywhere. And how does the guy get a free goddamn advertisement
because
on the front page of the Post?
I will explain it. It's the same thing in loads of papers around the country. There's some exceptions to the rule, but really, newspapers, especially, to me, more and more, and it seems like every day it gets worse, are not about reporting. They're about really just printing out the pablum that they get from press releases.
Right. That's
about
a lot of it.
Everything. I mean, you really don't see. When was the... I mean, it's very hard
to
find exposés where somebody really goes behind the scenes and does any real digging. It doesn't happen as much as it used to.
But like I said, Mike, I'm not looking for digging.
What you're getting is a PR piece that
right.
was given to Paul Farhi.
No thinking.
And really, that's what they're going to do, because they're not going to work that hard to see if they're...
Plus,
or really give an analysis, because you know what's going to happen if they do that? The Washington Post is going to be frozen out of coverage. They're not going to get the access that they
right.
have, especially
yeah.
at the stadium.
The Post has always been impressed with what it perceives as power and what it perceives as money, and it goes with that. It tries to back the winner, and that's what it thinks it's doing in this case.
When you think that this is a newspaper that in our modern history actually was responsible for getting to the bottom of one of the greatest conspiracies with Watergate
right.
in the history of the United States,
yeah.
and when was the last time they even came close? You know what happens when that? It seems to me when you get something like that 2 weeks later it comes out that they made it up.
Yeah, but
I mean,
up,
it's really, it's crap.
All I know,
I know I'm speaking in, with broad strokes
that's
here,
right.
but really that's why you don't get, and in USA Today, Rob and I joke every day about USA Today, which is really, you could see a flyer. It's like getting a flyer at the supermarket.
Yeah, but USA Today is not a real newspaper.
Exactly, and the Washington Post is getting worse and worse every day, it seems to me, that really what they do is they print the same kind of PR material without saying, let's offer a little balance. You know why? Because it's the Redskins, and they have a certain editorial stance on the Redskins.
Right.
Now, if it's you and me, if it's anything that has to do with you and me, they're always going to have a little tongue in cheek. They're always going to take a little dig.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We're the popular guys to take shots at.
Well,
you know?
All I know is that good luck, Shorty, with what you got going on there.
Good luck continuing to F the fans of this city, which you've done
just
literally since you took over.
It was thrilling to be able to be a pain in your ass when you worked at WJF, when you worked,
yeah,
when
yeah.
WJFK worked for you, Sprout.
Whatever.
Let me say that.
Sprout. I like Sprout.
However,
Sprout,
now...
Sprout Snyder.
Now we're going to teach you a little lesson
sure.
about broadcasting.
Right.
Okay? Are you listening to me, Jay Sprout?
Going mm-hmm. to school.
Are you listening, little man?
Sure.
We are absolutely going to just wipe your station off the map.
No sweat.
It's not even on the map. It's not on the... I'll be honest. I couldn't pick the stations up today.
Well, they took... You know what they did? They took, like, every person that sold the Redskins radio at our station and took them over there because they want to charge the same rates that they charged on our station.
Good luck to them.
And that's what they're doing.
See, you're not going to get...
That's why they hired all those guys.
I understand. He wants to keep all the money.
He wants to keep all the money.
All the money.
All the
and
money.
And, you know, here's
all
something
the
for the
Shorty.
Fans. Here's something for the fans of the Washington Redskins, okay? You know, how much is he going to be focusing on that football team when really all I've heard about in the off season is this network of these tiny, crappy little radio stations and who's staffing them and who's running them and what talent is coming over there to do the broadcast? What about the team? You know, what's
team.
The team? What's the team going to be?
Mike, that's secondary. The real question is, how are we going to get an alternative jersey in this year?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
So they can make more money on that.
Hail to the half point. That's all I have to say.
I like Sprout.
Sprout.
Sprout Snyder.
Dan Sprout.
Continue. Hey, fans of the Washington Redskins, continue another season of bending over, and here it comes again.
With plenty of coverage from everyone sucking ass.
Right. You have to try a little harder to listen to the games this year.
Everyone brown-nosing as much as they possibly can.
But sponsors, guys, if you're planning on sponsoring the team this year, hey, write that same dollar amount on the check.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
hey,
how are
there,
you?
Guys.
Hi there.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
I was trying to comment about the Washington Post. I was just going to say that If you notice, they come out with the Sunday early edition, and it's different than the Saturday one. It's just because they obviously ad-lib, and they know exactly what they're going to say ahead of time. They're gonna
absolutely.
There is nothing that is more depressing than getting your Saturday, or your, rather, excuse me, your Sunday newspaper
right
on, like, Saturday evening.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, it happens in big cities, especially.
They learned that from USA Today. USA Today, just this morning, finished writing their paper for the rest of the year.
That's true.
But, Rob, as we've discussed, USA Today, not a real newspaper.
Right.
The only people that read USA Today are disc jockeys
right
and people in airports and people in hotels when it's the only paper that's outside your door.
Nation's newspaper.
Nobody, really, Jack, nobody, I don't care if that's their logo, if that's what it says, monkey. Nobody really reads USA Today.
I would love, you know, the best thing, and I will give New York City a compliment here, best thing about being in New York was those newspapers they had. Those tabloid style New York Post and Daily News,
right,
where really they just, I mean, they had reporters.
Yeah,
they
I
do.
Mean,
everywhere else,
do.
It's just like, you know, okay, here's another summer aspic that you're going to serve to your family in the garden. Yes, here's your Sunday Post.
Aspic.
Your Sunday Post you're getting on Wednesday.
Aspic.
Yeah, and I know they're an advertiser. We'll probably get in trouble, but who cares?
Yeah, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. Too bad.
That's why we're here. We're here so somebody can talk about it.
When are we going to torch Cafe Milano? Just so anytime any celebrity comes to town, they don't have to go there and I have to read about it.
And how much of a tip they left? Oh, boy, that's some hard-hitting journalism there. Yes, sirree. How much did he leave? He left 200%. Fantastic. That means he's a good guy, you asshat.
We need to break Bob Woodward.
Okay. All right. Oh, I know what we got coming up next. What we got coming up next is combination. How about that? I'll be goddamned. I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Are we going to pick one or are we going to use all of the above?
I believe it's an all of the above. I believe it's an all-you-can-eat smorgasbord. It's you and I in the squared circle, Mike.
Then let me throw one other one in there, please.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll be.
Go ahead.
That's a Kansas one.
Well, I'll be. I think we should have four or five each.
Yeah.
And we should not be able to stray.
Oh, like a script?
Oh, I've got an even bigger challenge.
Not that it's a script.
I've got an even bigger challenge.
What?
This could make it a little more fun and a little more interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
We can't use the same one twice. We have to come up with, and here's the deal.
I'm up for that.
And he only writes, he gives us a check mark if they're valid. And he can be the judge. Uh-huh. Give him a chance to
hear
this.
You can't be sitting out during the commercials writing down 20.
I won't. I'm going to go outside. I'm not going to have anything.
And
I will
either.
Not do that. And
no help from you and no help from you.
You got it.
Okay.
Can I? Will this one be acceptable?
Really?
Any expression of disbelief will get you a check mark from me.
Okay, and we don't write them down. Okay.
Right.
We don't write them down.
You
during
go
the
like a one word really?
Yeah, but you can only use it once.
Only use it once.
That's it. And then the
I'll
rest
be.
Has to be. Isn't that something?
Isn't
I'll
that
be a monkey's on
hold. That's all? Now would that count?
Yeah,
an expression of surprise,
and then who knows? There might be a gem in there somewhere.
Okay, Mike. All right, I'll take you.
Because really, if either one of us gets that particular gem, you know the other guy's going to lose it. I like this game better.
All right,
good.
I'm up for it.
Good, good, good.
I'm up for it.
Very good.
What the frig? I almost said the F word.
We can't use that.
No. What the F is the topic?
Well, the effing topic.
What is it?
The effing topic is a 90-year-old lady with a 50-year-old hot dog. And that's one hell of a wiener.
Well, I'll be.
How about that?
This will scratch my ass and call me Charlie.
That counts.
You don't say.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
Come on, everyone. That 8 is enough reunion show is about to start.
Oh, Mary, have you seen Nicholas?
He's up in his room sulking, Dad.
Yeah, he's still upset because Abby threw out his baseball cards.
Oh, well, maybe I should make him a sandwich.
Oh, Dad, that's your solution to everything.
Dad! Dad! Why
is enough.
You know I love you, girls.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate, the Don and Mike Show.
Darn right. And damn right. Listen, want to join the fun? Don't forget to enter our contest, the show open contest.
Yeah.
Send us your best amateur work for a show open and be part of history. We'll play it every day on the show.
Yeah,
we'll get at least 10, 12, maybe 15 winners. Email your show opens to DonandMikeWebsites.com. And on the subject line, make sure you put... Just put Norman for Johnny Norman.
Show open.
Show open. Okay, here we go with a new challenge for How About That?
Yes.
I'll be goddamned. I'll be on Monkeys on Goal. Whatever this game is.
All right, I'm making a mental note of all this. They're right up there now.
All right, he's ready.
Now, the setup is this.
I'll be.
The setup is this. She's 89.
89 years young. God
and
bless
she's,
her.
She's got a hot dog. That her sister mailed to her.
Baby!
54 years ago.
Take a look at her hot dog.
Well, Robbie?
Just one question about the rules. You can each use each expression once?
Yes, and only once.
But once you say it, he can still say it.
No.
Once it's been used, okay.
No,
it.
That would be redundant.
No, that's dumb.
That would be redundant.
All right, so her name is Flora.
Is it?
Hello, Flora.
And Rob, why don't you get the facts from her before we actually start our part?
Hello?
Hello, Flora?
Yes.
Hi, Flora. Stand by, please, for Rob Spiewak, who wants to ask you a little background about your interesting story for CBS Radio. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Flora.
Hi.
What has happened in 30 seconds, please, Robbie?
We are on the air. How long have you had the hot dog?
Since 1952.
Okay, and it was first mailed to you, or did your sister...
No. I slipped it into her suitcase. Uh-huh. When they were visiting, and she was messing around, not hurrying, because her husband was in a hurry to leave. Her suitcase was on a kitchen chair in the kitchen, and she walked out of the room, and I saw a hot dog laying in a dish in the cupboard.
Very hard game for us to play, Mike.
And briefly,
we're going to do fine, though.
Just briefly, Flora, can you describe the condition of the hot dog?
Well, it looks like a little dried-up twig. About
the size
of
the thing. Okay, we're ready. Now introduce us, please.
All right, Flora, I want you to buckle your seatbelt, because here comes the host of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Flora!
How are you, darling?
Fine.
Hey, how about that?
How are you, darling?
Well, I'm fine.
Oh, spank my ass and call me Charlie.
Flora, do you like hot dogs?
Well, I've never been real crazy about them, but if they're cooked out on the fire, black, I will eat one.
I love me a red hot like I love me a red ass. Don't count that. That didn't make sense.
Flora, where do you keep the hot dog now?
It's wrapped in a tissue.
How about that?
In an ice box up in the cupboard.
An ice box? That's...
Well, a little box. My
tickle cool. Me Elmo. So, Flora, this sounds like, were you a prankster when you were a small girl?
Well, we were a big family of nine children, and we did play little tricks on each other.
Pull my nose hair.
Scratch my ham bone.
They had to be nice ones and funny ones, not bad ones, right. Because my parents were strict, but then my mother come from a family of jokesters.
Woo, that's a red booger.
Man.
I tell you, it's a red booger story.
Wow, and do you like hot dogs in general? Do you eat them on a regular basis?
Oh, no, I hardly ever eat one
unless the
kids invite me down, and then I'll have one. And I enjoy it with mustard and whatever on it.
Well, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Right.
Well, pull my tooth.
Pull your what?
Tooth. They don't need
no.
To make sense. Oh, no editorializing.
No. Oh, well, then. Oh,
you can't do that. We're just playing the game right now.
Hey, may I ask you a question, ma'am?
Fine.
Do you like mustard?
Yes.
How about that elephant?
Perfect.
You're kidding me.
Sure.
This is how the game is played?
Of course.
I'm trying to think of actual, yeah, like, takeoffs of
expression.
Isn't that something? And you're saying that I could just say Mongo dog face to
the banana patch.
The banana patch, and that's a winner?
We're creating our own right now. If you're
hold on now. We got to restart, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, no offense. I'm not trying to cheat.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
I didn't realize it was just nonsensical.
Right. Now
it doesn't all have to be nonsensical. You can say, isn't that something?
Well, I don't want to do that now.
All right.
Who are we talking to, Rob?
God, you're a handful.
All right. Stand by, guys. You're going to talk to Flora Zimbelman.
Thank you.
Hi, Flora. What's your story, my dear?
What?
Hi. So you have a hot dog that's how old?
Since 1952.
Wow. I got toenails older than that.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. Boy, are my underpants wet.
Well, dye my chest hairs.
Flora, do you have cable TV?
Yes, I have Dish.
Tiger by the tail.
Tiger by the tail.
All right. Hey, that's good. You're all a repeater.
Right. Tiger by the tail. What brand is the hot dog, Flora?
Pardon?
What brand is the hot dog?
It was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Smoke the sausage.
The little label is still on it. You can see it with a microphone glass.
Bite the wiener, my dear. Bite the wiener.
Hey, you get a two-duper on that one.
No, that's only counts for one, Mike.
Glaze the ruler. I am really amazed that you have this hot dog. Do you have any other foodstuffs in the house that are like over 50 years old?
No, this just happens to be something special my sister and I had.
Trace my aureola.
What?
Nothing, dear.
Pop my pimple.
This is a great story. What other? Do you like to eat other kinds of foodstuffs besides hot dogs? What's your favorite food, Flora?
Prime rib.
Dogs sniff each other's butts all the time.
That's not an exclamation, though.
I'm an expensive date.
Dogs sniff each other's butts all the time.
No, well, I'll be a dog's butt.
Well, I'll be another dog's butt.
Right.
Hey, Flora.
You know, this is degenerated. I thought it was a nice idea. But
do you like Regis?
No, it's degenerating right now.
Well, hold on a second.
It is degenerating into a competition. And, you know,
it has always been a competition.
Yes, I just thought it'd be fun to come up with little exclamations.
I'm coming up with little exclamations.
Okay, well, let's just play the game with a little integrity, okay? Just a little bit of integrity.
Oh,
okay.
Am I working too blue for you?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about integrity. You know, it's just play the game by the right rules.
What's the one that pushed you over the edge?
I don't remember. I don't know. I'm too busy trying to think of my own.
Boy, I tell you, hey, Flora, you hear my good friend Mike?
Pardon?
Boy, does he give me the red ass. Really?
That counts. That counts.
Can I tell you about Mike?
Yeah.
Well, drain my mumps.
Where were you last week? Have you ever had the mumps, dear?
Yes, when I was little.
I sand the cardboard. I don't know. I don't know.
What? I'm supposed to count that one? Uh-huh. Sand the cardboard?
I don't know. I don't know now.
Well, chisel my willy.
Bingo. Exactly. Exactly.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, then
no.
I'm not playing.
Well, let's see. Twiddle-dee-dee on my bolios. Excuse me, Flora.
That's
I'm sorry you had to hear that ugliness.
Wow. You like that prime rib, darling, huh? What's your favorite restaurant to go for prime rib? You like fried chicken?
Well, I'm not crazy about fried chicken.
Heckle the rooster.
I still like prime rib the best.
Yeah.
Prime rib, lobster.
At KFC, they choke the chickens.
Pardon?
Are you counting that? Or is that just a simple statement of fact?
That under funny.
Okay.
One funny.
File that under funny.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Because it couldn't go around it.
Hey! Way to go, Flora.
Good job.
Now, Flora...
Don't you go dying on me.
Flora, you just sound like you're quite the prankster. You still drive a car, darling?
I have a car, and I just drive it around here in the neighborhood.
Well, pave the driveway. That is fantastic.
What? How about those gas prices, Flora?
The what?
Those gas prices. Ain't that a kick in the tomato?
I didn't understand.
Doesn't that peel your onion?
Those gas prices are really high, aren't they, Flora?
Oh, the gas? Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I have my comments about that, but I won't air them.
How's your vision, Hot Legs?
My vision is fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I didn't know that. Now, hold on. Hot legs.
That was him.
No help, Rob.
That was him.
Yeah. No
that
help.
Doesn't count. No. Like, file that under not funny.
That's not funny at all.
Listen, sexy, here's not the question funny. For you. Very seriously, do you have color TV?
Yes. Well, we don't live out in the boonies. We're educated out here.
Oh, give her a round of applause.
We're out here in the country.
Yeah, do you raise your own chickens?
We used to butcher them myself, my daughter-in-law
and I. Well, sharpen the butcher knife.
All right.
What?
And they were
stop
good.
Serving me those slimy,
and
sloppy eggs.
And we were different. Our chickens were a lot better than what you buy.
What's the difference between the chickens of yesteryear and the chickens today, Flora?
Well, in the first place, they slaughter.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Out.
What's that, darling?
They slaughter them and do not let them bleed out.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what makes the bones black.
Oh, so you keep the blood in them?
You don't.
Oh, you get the blood out of them.
You ever drink pig's blood?
Hang them up and they flutter and the blood all leaves them.
Oh, dear.
Blood.
So that's the key to a good chicken is to let it bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that way about our producers.
Been a while since you've had that happen, right?
Yep.
I'm guessing you're past the change in life.
Oh, dear.
My daughter-in-laws know how.
They know how. I bet they do.
Do they raise chickens?
How about that?
We don't anymore.
Isn't that a bloody mess?
Do you have a cattle?
Paint the town red.
We had lots of cattle. Baby calves.
You don't let them bleed out either, do you?
No, we don't butcher those ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, isn't there some joke about...
2 years ago.
Decaffeinated. Isn't there some joke about, like, a cow having an abortion?
Sure there is.
And being decaffeinated?
Plow my furrow. There are plenty of them. Absolutely.
Not an abortion, but it's a Syrian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, pluck my eyebrow.
Breech birth? Is that what you're talking about?
We've had them. We've had them.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite farmer?
My son.
Your son? Is he a farmer still?
I like Farmer John.
Both of them are.
I got to go to the John.
I like Fanny.
Lou's.
Fanny Farmer.
That's what you call a bathroom in... Well, now, hold on a second. I'm playing a totally different game.
What are you doing now? I'm trying to keep up.
I'm trying to keep up with you, too. Yeah, when was the last time you had one?
What? A Lou?
Whatever it is that we're doing. I got to go to the bathroom.
If you can't keep up with each other, how can I keep up with both of you?
Exactly. I like you, Flora.
You're right, Flora.
Exactly.
You're right. A sweetheart. How many grandchildren do you have, Flora?
11 grandchildren.
Oh, well, double wrap me.
Cross your legs.
Great grandchildren. Something in their pastime.
Right. I'll be an orangutan's aunt. That is fantastic news.
Flora, you say you have color television. What's your favorite show to watch? What do you watch on the Magic Box?
Oh, there's just about anything. The news and the talk shows.
Uh-huh. You like Regis?
What?
Regis and Kelly?
You like Regis?
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah. Matlock? Do you watch Matlock?
No.
Griffith can bite one. Regis can eat one. How about Regis and hot dogs? Would you ever imagine yourself eating a Regis Philbin hot dog?
No, I can't imagine.
Good choice there.
I'll give you a round of applause. It'd be very tiny. You would choke. Choke a chicken.
What do you do for fun in your little town?
We raise alfalfa hay.
Ooh, alfalfa hay.
I'll be God diddly damn.
Do you raise
corn and wheat?
Bingo.
And I'll be a mother's father.
Sunflowers.
You're one crazy chick.
Well, melt my crack pipe.
Well, you Washington, D.C. guys are pretty funny.
Hey,
thank you. You got that right.
Top off my drink. Hey, well, suck the foam off the head of my beer. Well, hello?
Hello?
She's still there. Oh, man. Boil my meatballs.
Flora, it's been wonderful having you. Mike, I'm about out. Are you
I'm
out?
Yes, I was out an hour ago. Yes, I was out an hour ago.
Wonderful having you on our show.
Thank you.
Rob wants to know what variety your automobile is.
What?
Do you drive an Edsel?
No, I drive a Chevrolet Lumina.
Oh, a Lumina, like a race car. Oh, man. Well, Ricky Bobby.
Did you say you drive an aluminum car?
Aluminum. That's the brand.
Alumina.
Speak up, you cow.
Yeah, lots of cows out there. What's the town you live in, Flora?
What?
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, listen, thanks for being on the show.
You're certainly welcome. I enjoyed it.
Very sweet lady. We like having you on as well.
Can you give me a copy of it?
Sure. We're going to put you on with our producer.
Hold on just a moment, please.
Please stand by.
Well, let's see. How did we do, Buzz?
You know, it was hard to tell, but here's the score.
Okay.
Don, 26, Mike, 19.
Oh.
You know what happened is Mike...
Sweet victory.
Mike fell into that good broadcasting habit of asking questions. And then
Don started attacking me. And that's when he took the lead. It was a simple actor's trick.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'll whine all I want.
Did you have some of the... Some of the barbs that Mike and I were tossing out, did you write any of them?
Anything that seemed to me, even under these bizarre loose rules, as a reference of the exclamation, I counted. I gave you a score for.
I have a favorite.
Yeah?
It was Pop My Pimple.
That's in there.
But I'll be honest, that was in response to something Mike had said.
Yeah. Yes.
There was a lot of that it would be like one would bounce one off the other, right?
Yeah, 15 years ago, I'd probably be able to remember some of the ones that I've said. Not now. Not today. Not in this environment. Not a chance.
Well, that's how we play. I'll be a monkey's uncle.
This time. I like that version.
I did, too.
It was good. I think that we can hone it and refine it.
We want to do a follow-up call?
Yeah.
See how it went?
You have to hang up on her there.
Oh, hold on.
I predict she's delighted.
What line was she on?
I don't know.
Is she on hold? Hello, Flora?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh,
that's not Flora.
Hold on, Gavin.
Hello, Flora?
No.
No?
No, she's gotten away. No.
Hi. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Matthew calling from Buffalo.
Hi there, Matthew. Would you like a copy of that last segment for a time capsule?
It's Rob
from capsule.
Yes.
Hey, listen.
That's where you dig a hole in the back of your yard and you throw the cassette of the show in because that last bit was so good.
I thought it was a wonderful idea.
Hold on, let's see how Rob's doing over there with Flora.
I will tell them that you were on the BBC this morning. How do you think it went?
I like her.
They're funny, aren't they?
I enjoyed her.
She enjoyed you.
We'd love to call you back sometime in the near future.
That's all she's got.
So, okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Have a great day and give my best to your sons and all their
projects. Okay, all right.
Okay.
What is that? You get long-winded with this.
Hello.
I just had her listening, and I wanted to stretch it.
Not in Mike. Hello. Boy, I wanted to stretch it, too, the whole time she was on the phone.
She was very sweet. Make sure she doesn't get the text.
Stretch that, Vixen.
Sorry. Hello.
This is Matthew calling from Buffalo.
Yes, Matthew. Hi there. I'm sorry. We were waiting for you. What's up?
You know, I'm trying to get on the Internet and listen to the stream. I've been listening to you guys since you left Buffalo, left the airways here, and... I'm getting an error. I didn't really want to get on the air. I want to talk to Joe and find out maybe if everybody's getting the same thing.
We're on in Toronto now.
You know, if you're in Buffalo, you should listen to us on our new Toronto station.
Oh, what's the station? Holy cow, that's right.
It's C something.
CTKB.
I think it's CTU.
C-Sucker.
CTU. I think the name of the station is C-Sucker.
CTU Bauer Radio.
Hold on a second. Johnny, what's the name of the station?
CKTB 610 AM.
610.
Did you hear that, sir?
Yes, I did. Wattage, you know?
What? Come again?
What the hell do you want to know the wattage for? Just turn it on and see if you can hear it, for God's sake.
It's more powerful than Dan Snyder's station. If you can go from Toronto to Buffalo and hear it, it's better than Dan Snyder's station.
Get back on a Buffalo. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Listen to where we're at, please. Thank you. Turn it on right there in Buffalo. You can hear it.
I'm going to get it done.
Just go turn it to what is it again? It's
610
AM. 610 Seasucker.
610, to the best of my knowledge, is all the way on the left side of the radio.
Don and Mike Show used to be a good dial position.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a real good one.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the technical aspects of that. Isn't like the lower end of the dial, isn't that more powerful a lot of times? Or just a better, clear, does it have anything
That's where
to do?
Your crappier signals were located.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like anything above like 11.
I think of 77 WABC.
Right, 89 WLS.
Mm-hmm. Right.
56 WHBQ.
Right.
93 KHJ.
You want to be on the lower end of the dial.
You want to be on the lower end.
Yeah, right. You want to have a lower frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Hello.
Are you Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Don and Mike. I just wanted to say, Mike, when on the echo or the reverb, if you start talking real fast, you're a drop-dead ringer for a dude walker. You just got to talk real fast. Dude Walker all the way.
Well, I take that as an incredible compliment. Thank you so much, very much. I really appreciate the Don and Mike show.
And the compliments are fast and furious today.
Good ones.
When I woke up this morning, I had some swelling, so that might have to do with it. That's just a normal day-to-day testicular swelling.
It's called dudism.
Did you let it bleed out?
I bled out like a chicken.
Let your balls bleed out?
Yeah, let them. Every day, I bleed them.
Ask him.
God. Please. All right, well, here we go. Bloody ball time. Christ is King time.
Yeah.
Say it and win time. Look at your own goddamn watch. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a bell out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it. What the hell is that? I'm in a song. A real song. Something like the Camp Town Lady. The Camp Town Ladies.
This is Robert in the Mailman.
Oh, you know. The Camp Town Ladies sing this song. Doo-dah. Camp Town Racetrack 5 miles long. All the doo-dah day.
This is Robert the Mailman.
What in the wide world of sports is going on here? I heard you people try to get a little triathlete, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Oops.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Coming up, Anthony. Pleasing baritone.
That's my fault. That is not Rob Kong's fault. Here we go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Right. They're ready
to ring the buzzer. Sorry for that premature stuff there, Buzz.
That's quite all right.
But I've got your stuff right here, you see.
Up, handsome man.
Right.
Recap news and pleasing baritone.
Candy.
Stay tuned for this.
And more. We've got that for later, though. Thank you, Cat.
Retarded Human Shield. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, you're streaming just fine at 106.7.
Ah, thank you very much.
And also, Toronto's putting your show on at 7 o'clock, not at the real time.
Ah, we're taped delayed in Toronto.
Okay, well, that guy will figure it out.
Thought I'd give you an update. Well, the people from Buffalo aren't the sharpest pencil in the box.
So where are you calling from?
Buffalo.
Okay. All right, thank you. See you later.
Take care.
I love it when somebody sells out their own town.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Listen, the contest about the show opens.
Yes.
Information on our website, yep. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
And John... Johnny Norman is the guy that runs our website.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? Norman!
There he is.
Sorry, it buzzes. All your tapes are right there.
I can see them.
We've got something. John, can you hear me?
I can.
From back in the screening room. I'm not sure of the quality on this, so bear with us.
Okay.
Here's the story. You know Richard Hatch, right?
Yep.
And
controversial Richard Hatch.
You know, he's in the big house now.
Right, right. Survivor star and tax evader. Right.
And you've seen his ass and you've seen his depixelated.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a website.
You're a little too enthusiastic.
Sorry. There's a movie that's made by the people that made American Pie. And the movie is called Another Gay Movie. it's a gay takeoff on American Pie.
Okay.
And Richard Hatch... and there's a scene where he's standing there with a couple of young men, and his penis is exposed. And all of this is caught in the trailer, which is on a website, which I can't bring up here in the studio.
So he obviously made this movie before he went to jail.
All right. John, do you have it there? Is there any way we can't hear it?
You want that trailer?
Yeah, the trailer, please.
All right, hold on a sec.
Guys. This is not a joke. I mean, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Mention Richard Hatch? I'm coming here.
This sex thing is just not all it's cracked up to me. Did you ever, like, get to third base?
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
Did you say, do we hear Richard Hatch here?
No, they already showed the scene with him where he's naked at a table. And
okay.
The guy leans
thank
over.
Yanni.
How was it?
And he says, it's nice to see you without digital censorship.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Yanni. I bet we'll
is
have
this a... like a real movie that's going to be coming out?
No, it's a real movie.
Wow. Like real mainstream?
Movie. Mm-hmm. It also has Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall.
There's a lot of famous gays.
Oh, really?
A lot of famous homos are on.
All right. Well, let's see. Well, thanks to Brokeback Mountain, I think it broke the ice.
We will have the we will have a link to that in today's steaming log on our website.
Very good.
Also, although it's been reported everywhere, I find it very interesting. As long as we're on the topic of being...
He's a fag,
right.
Homo.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Which is what Oprah said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, you know, there have been rumors about her and Gayle King.
Oh, yeah.
And
whoa.
Whoa!
Don, yeah. One man's rumor is another man's fantasy.
Oprah has had to, I guess because people are asking her so much, she's had to come out and deny it.
Right.
Here's...
Did she give a non-denial denial?
You can't come out and deny it.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
She came outside and she denied it.
She walked outside of her studio and said, no.
Here is the quote. This is from her magazine, O. Now, they also, let me see. Oprah has been close friends with Gayle King for over 30 years. They often talk up to 7 times a day. Oprah says, hello there. I understand why people think we are gay. There isn't a definition in our culture for this kind of bond between women. I get why people have to label it. How can you be this close without being sexual? Something about Gayle feels otherworldly to me. Like it was designed by a power and a hand greater than my own.
That sounds lovey-dovey to me.
Whatever this is, it's been a fun ride.
Ah, she said ride.
And then Gayle King says, hello there. The truth is, if we were gay, we would tell you. Because there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Right. Well, has anybody taken a look at Gayle King's... love history. I know we've got Stedman with Oprah, which has been unusual for years.
Here's my only problem with this.
Yeah.
Me don't think the ladies protest too much.
So you're thinking they made too big a deal of it by coming out and having to give a statement. They should have just laid low,
right,
so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, lickety-split and all that other
when
stuff.
When did all this go down? I'm just curious because I haven't been reading the papers religiously, and I just wanted to know what happened. I guess I misspoke. I'm just trying to figure out when this all happened.
I don't know, Mike.
Do you think anything will come of it?
Be a red letter day, I'll tell you that.
Yesterday, well, you know, if any journalist, I was talking about the Post before, any journalist decides to do an expose, I hope they don't muff it.
What, are you still playing the other game?
No,
should
I'm
I get
not.
The music out
no,
now?
No,
he is in a game mode today, though.
Yesterday, we mentioned about CBS putting advertising on their eggs.
From her lips to God's ears. Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Yesterday we mentioned that CBS is putting slogans on eggs.
Right.
Advertising. Brilliant. Advertising slogans.
Brilliant idea.
Here they are.
Right.
We inquired.
Oh, no.
These are not jokes written by Rob and I.
You'll open up your carton of eggs and you'll see these slogans on the eggs.
As a matter of fact, it's on our website.
There's a picture.
Right now, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Here's the picture for you, Mike, of the actual eggs.
The daily log.
As you can see, you open up the...
Stupid.
You open up the eggs,
so
and
stupid.
You see the following. CSI, crack the case on CBS.
Uh-huh.
The amazing... Hold on. The Amazing Race, scramble to win on CBS.
Uh-huh.
Shark, hard... boiled drama.
Ah.
King of Queens. Funny side up.
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
2.5 Men. Shelling out laughs.
Wow. Jesus. You know, I think of all the people. What was 115 people at CBS that got laid off?
Yes.
So they can pay for the ink to put on these eggs so these tards can buy this crap.
Let me see. These slogans are not inked or painted onto the eggs.
What?
They are printed with laser technology by a company called Egg Fusion.
So they're burned on?
They're branded.
They actually came up with this to put expiration dates on eggs.
Oh, okay.
So people would know when eggs are going bad.
I'm sure it was expensive.
The people at CBS want you to know that they're the first to use egg technology for advertising.
So if somebody gets a bad egg, do you think they could sue CBS too?
I think so.
Eggs. Exactly.
That is so stupid. Is anybody really going to... I mean, how long, seriously, before the novelty of something like this wears off?
You got me. Well, you just heard the answer from their target audience.
Never.
Absolutely never. Also on the picture page of our website, we had it yesterday. We were not able to get to it.
Right.
It's Christy Brinkley, who still looks just incredible for 50, whatever she is.
Yeah.
And her current husband and the 19-year-old... somebody check her papers, housekeeper, babysitter, coworker that he was banging, and she found out that he was banging her.
He's younger than she is, right?
Let me see.
He's 46.
Christy Brinkley's husband is 46. Brinkley is 52.
Wow.
And the girl that he was banging is 19.
She's not unattractive either.
No.
No. Really, she is kind of unattractive.
Well, compared to Christy Brinkley, supermodel, but she's...
Yeah.
You know, she, and that also looks like one of those yearbook pictures that they use.
That's because she's only 19. I saw her on the Today Show today, and she's no piece of ass. I mean, listen, I understand. Here's the deal. Even if you're with somebody as beautiful as Christy Brinkley, after a while, we're men. You're going to get tired of her.
They say that Buzz has had those stories where that's the kind of the male condition that you want to go down and all the cows.
But
right?
here's what men do.
Buzz's theory.
Men, generally speaking, men like myself, you keep it in your pants.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like when you're married to Frida, you're in a long-term relationship, you're with Carla, you're with your wife, Marcia, Rob, you and Carrie didn't even have sex. Let's not talk about it. But you know what you do? You think about it, you don't act on it.
Right.
Now, let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that Christy Brinkley is just a bitch on wheels, and he's sick of her. You mean to tell me you couldn't find a better looking piece of ass to cheat on Christy Brinkley with than this woman?
It's the Bill Clinton thing. This one was handy.
Exactly. I was going to say
the
same thing. It's the Bill Clinton factor because he's in the house. It's convenient.
Right.
The problem is that she worked for his company.
Uh-huh.
He bought her a car. He set her up with a condo where he could go bang her. And now that Christie Brinkley has found out that they were screwing.
Oh, he's screwed.
She is, she now, the girl that he was screwing.
Right.
She is suing him for sexual harassment.
Oh, my God.
Because she is an employee.
He's having a bad week.
Wow. Here now is the lawyer for the 19-year-old girl.
The creature comforts that he plied her with were, aside from a car, money, other things of value, little gifts. She is a victim. I mean, she was an 18-year-old girl who was offered a job by a 47-year-old wealthy man, and then once under his employ, then he made his moves on her. It is sexual harassment, and, I think when anyone hears the facts of this case, there'll be a fault.
Oh my God. She got a car. She's a victim.
So did Christie Brinkley initiate the split where she finds this out and she dumps him? And
yes.
Now, not only is he going to deal with the split.
Right.
Is he, now I know Christie Brinkley's, got a fortune from her modeling and all that.
Right.
But isn't this guy like a big player? Isn't he like a big money guy?
From what I was reading, he's not as big a player as she is.
Oh, okay.
Now, he like makes more money than she does.
So he might, so she makes more money than the guy?
Christie Brinkley still to this day, yeah.
Okay.
I think from her cosmetic stuff, and like if she goes and does an appearance, or have you seen the dumb commercial with Chuck Norris for like the ab thing?
Right.
She's got money coming in there hand over fist.
It still sucks though. That's still a very, very bad day when this goes down.
Nobody wins here.
You just said sucks and goes down.
Yeah, sorry about that. I wasn't trying to be funny either.
You didn't even mean to.
I was just trying to comment on today's headline.
Oh, also I found out I was looking at a site about 24. And found out that next year,
yes,
we will have, once again on 24, a big black president.
Oh, really? The same guy?
No, not the same guy. He's dead.
Okay, that's right.
He's
shot.
Dead. Our new big black president on 24 is going to be...
This is Robert the Mailman.
Fantastic.
No, the guy that was David Palmer's brother.
Oh.
Or the guy that still is.
Wayne Palmer.
The character. President Palmer's
of
brother.
Wayne Palmer, right? I would have thought they would have gone older.
Nope.
That's it. He got it. And then, what's the last thing I got?
This wasn't time.
Okay. Oh, so many tapes of Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt really should just take a go-away pill.
Mm-hmm.
Bite your tongue.
Brad Pitt, since he started...
We never saw him on TV when he was in Africa.
Namibia.
Pitt rhymes with a dirty word that Angelina Jolie has two of.
Yes.
I just thought of that. Since Brad Pitt started going out with the girl whose name rhymes with Pitt.
Right. Are you pitted out?
All he does now is talk about helping other people. Now, I think he's just as rich as any curmudgeon, the old millionaire, like Anna Nicole Smith's husband,
right.
That dead guy.
Right.
He's got more money. You've got to think a guy like Brad Pitt, if he really cared, he would just write a check for $1 million and say, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I got to see him down in New Orleans being interviewed on TV by Ann Curry, of all people. And she's giving him
she'd make anybody look bad.
The sad Bambi doe eyes.
Yes.
And Brad Pitt. Now, we're listening to Brad Pitt as a nation, mm-hmm. as someone who's telling us what to do down in New Orleans.
Okay.
And his idea is to build housing that is not only economically sound,
mm-hmm.
but ecologically sound,
mm-hmm.
That has all of that solar technology,
right.
So that someone, instead of paying $400 a month for electricity, would only pay $40 a month for electricity.
And the houses float.
That'd be good.
He's come up with this great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All he needs is someone to do it.
Right.
He sees his role now as a facilitator,
uh-huh.
to help the world.
Using his celebrity, Don. That's what he's doing.
God bless him.
Using his celebrity.
You know,
but did he bang Ann Curry after the interview was over?
I don't know. Here we go. Here's just some of him. Here's some of Brad Pitt, Jesus Christ, on how he's changed now since he's married the girl that his name rhymes with, whose chest rhymes with his last name.
Right.
Completely changes your perspective. And
talk about kids.
Certainly takes the focus off yourself, which I'm really grateful for. I'm really grateful to them. I'm so tired of thinking about myself. I'm kind of sick of myself. I can't do justice to it any more than any other parent can. You feel that you want to be there and you don't want to miss out on anything. And it's a true joy. And you want to be there for them if they need you.
Shut up!
It's a true joy.
Shut
best thing I've ever done. You know, you can write a book, you can make a movie, you can paint a painting, but
Having kids is really the most extraordinary thing I've ever taken on. And if I can get a birth out of that little thing, I feel such a sense of accomplishment.
Anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Jesus. Hey, you know what that was? That was just like blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
it
blah.
It also blah, starts out. I lose him when he comes in. He goes, I need to stop thinking about myself. Is there any actor in Hollywood that doesn't think about themselves?
Never.
Come on, tell the truth.
And what made him decide to help out in New Orleans?
Yeah, why?
Now, keep in mind that when I'm watching this and having this on the Today Show, he's not really helping out. He flies down. He has, like, a movie star set.
Right.
And he says, I think we should build these houses that are 21st century. That's it. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Where's the check?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Here he is again.
Man, I got kids now, and it really changes your perspective on the world. You know, I've had my day.
Did we hear this one?
I've made some films, and I've really had a very fortunate life, it's time for me to share that a bit.
Shut up! Really. Just really shut the F up.
Well, that's all well and good. Just like you say, if he gets done saying that, I've had my day, and now, well, back the Suburban up. This Suburban is filled with cash money.
Full of $20 bills. Mm-hmm.
Come on now, just come on in, grab it. Come on, get
come on now, shoot, on. Shoot, get.
Now, they tell you that they're using their celebrity
come on, get.
Draw attention.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Yes, I've got a story that beats Angelina and Brad Pitt.
All right, what story, what are you talking about?
Dating a chick here in the beautiful Sacramento. She's a, as we used to call her, a cheerleader for the wonderful team here in town, the Queen.
Stop speaking in code. Are you calling from Sacramento, and did you used to date a girl who was a cheerleader for the Kings?
Yes.
All right.
And why should we care about that?
You should care about it because she was sloppy in bed, and she loved to give me good, you know what.
Congratulations.
We're very proud of you.
Thanks for your personal agenda.
Thank you. Chris Weber checking in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Caller of the day.
Hello.
That almost got me out of the chair, Rob.
COD. Caller of day.
I really was almost putting my dancing shoes on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The father of the 19-year-old that was sleeping with Christie Brinkley's husband actually confronted them in a restaurant, and that's how Christie Brinkley found out.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that part of the story. I didn't know that. Wowsy woozy.
There's a couple stories.
We were talking about that this morning.
That's what the Inquirer is going with.
Okay. Really, I speak from experience. That is so embarrassing when that happens.
Don't you hate that?
Really. I mean, when you're just called every name in the book, you know. You're just trying to eat your meal. God, I'm like, lighten up.
Mike O'Mara.
Please go away.
Easy.
Ass.
All right, that's it. Oh, hold on. One thing before we break.
Yes?
I see an important call. Hello, Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Hello, guys.
Tom, very quickly, because we want to break here to do something.
Yeah.
Thursday, Robert the Mailman.
You know
him.
This is Robert the Mailman.
He's coming down to be in the dunk tank because he lost the bet with me about the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Are you going to come down and throw softballs at the dunk tank to make Robert go in and get wet?
Yeah. Is it this Thursday?
No, it's this Thursday, Tom.
Tom, will you wear your suit?
Yep.
You'll wear your bathing suit?
Yep, I will.
All right, good.
What's the address down there where you all at?
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
1313.
Right. Mockingbird.
M.
Mocking.
M-A-R-K. O-M-P.
Wait a minute. Not that. I know where you all are.
I've never heard Tom say that.
We're retarded. You're on the corner of Montrose Lane and Rockville Pike.
Tell your driver to put it in his navigation system.
Yes, we'll see you on Thursday. And Tom, please, for everybody, roar like a monster. And let's go to break, Tom. Well, take us to break like you normally do, please, Tom.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15, Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike show.
I normally don't like setting these up, but I want you to know this is real. One more tape that we didn't get to play a moment ago. I'm sure you heard the news. I think Buzz reported on there, but the woman that called 911.
Yes.
Looking for a piece of ass.
Yeah, that lady.
Not a joke. Here's the real tape.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Third, can I get their names, please? Could you throw them back my way?
Do you need them to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need them to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something. Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought it was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911.
Cougar alert!
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, baby. Amen to that.
Yeah, man. She's so horny.
All right, so there's that poor woman. Yeah. Well, I just want to get laid. 911's the only number I know to call.
Can I get their names, please? You like the cop.
We had the tape yesterday, the poor quality tape of President Bush dropping the S-bomb with Blair over there at the Great Summit. Mm-hmm. And now I think he's going to, we're going to get some comment. Is he back? Is he back in D.C.? Is he, any idea where the hell is he?
L5. We'll find out in just a moment.
Hello, come in. Come in, Prez.
Four.
Prez.
Yeah, girl. You sank my battleship.
Oh, hello?
Hello. What?
Hello. Prez.
Is this Donnie?
Prez, where?
I got you, I've got you penciled in. I have you penciled in here. Don Geronimo interview at... Well, son, you were supposed to call me 10 minutes ago.
Clean that up
for him. What is that ass? How are you, son? Good to see you. Man, I'm so tired. I am so sick of dealing with world leaders and all their and foreign countries and everything they want me to do. I'm ready to kick back and talk a little down-home style with you. How you doing, Donnie Don?
Exactly.
We're out there with Tony B and Pootie Poot and all them people. Sorry we didn't get a chance to... put something together with Pootie Poop, but, he's got, I have always believed he is the enemy.
Where are you exactly? Are you still...
I don't know. Hell, I'm on the bus or something or plane. I don't know. I've given up a long time ago actually thinking about where my whereabouts should be whereabouts. You know what I mean? What I like to do is just really relax wherever I am. And I was just playing a simple game that is probably the best board game, most underrated board game that's ever been. Battleship.
You play with Carl Rove?
I play with Carl. I play with anybody who'll come by. I used to play with that Scooter Libby. Used to enjoy his company, too. I'm a great battleship. I have a sixth sense of battleship. I'm skilled at that.
Tell you something. I watched the video of you dropping the S-bomb.
Hey, you know what? I just found out where I was, Don.
Where are you?
Are
you, sir?
My aides have told me that this is George Jones's tour bus. I'm magnificently on this thing right now. Very excited to be on it now, but so glad to be away from world leaders. I'm so sick of yakety yak yak, always talking about that and this. And I come, I go to this G8 thing, and then what the hell? What the Sam Hill's going on in the world?
First
everybody's
off,
blowing everybody else up. Looks like some sort of war.
Yeah. First off, can you butter a roll?
I love my rolls. And you can't have a roll without a big pat of butter. And, I hate that frozen butter they give you at certain restaurants.
Yep.
I tell you, one time we had this White House chef.
I said,
fire his ass. Fire his ass, son. It gives me the hard butter that I can't spread on my rolls. The best kind. You ever been in restaurants where they give you the tub and it's soft and it just spreads and it's real butter now, not that margarine.
Right.
I don't care for that margarine stuff. I like the butter to just glide across the roll. Mm. And if it's a little medium consistency, I slather it on there just like I'm sharpening an old string.
So you just said to Blair, Tony Blair, while you were buttering your roll, you said, I just wish that, I don't know, remember which side
I was
it was,
sure
you said,
you'd tell Hezbollah to, to tell him to knock that ass off.
Right.
That's what I saw. So I was doing plain speaking.
Okay,
now. My poll number's going to go up. You watch this, son. Yeah. Americans, I have this on good authority. Americans enjoy it when I speak plainly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident it's going to work out, because things have been really right down the crapper,
I explain the whole Middle East thing to me.
Don't make me do that, Donnie.
Explain to me who's fighting
Donnie,
and
who
why.
You talking to? Come on now, don't make me talk about what's going on. These people have been killing each other for years.
Now, do you know the countries involved?
Oh, boy.
Off the top of your head.
All right.
One of them starts with an I.
You can do this. Ireland.
No.
Damn it. Oh, you're killing me. No, I know it's not Ireland. Ireland's in Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe.
Eastern. West. East.
Ireland and Scandinavia. Iceland.
No, not Iceland.
Iceland. All right. Yeah, can I tell you something that frustrates me?
What's that?
Go over to this World Summit, right, where they got all the leaders.
Istanbul.
Not a goddamn person speaking English over there.
Right.
It's driving me nuts.
Istanbul. No, that's not either.
Istanbul.
Half
country's full of bull.
India. No, it's not India.
Well, I'm out. Come on. I mean, I want to go back and play my battleship. Oh, it's Israel.
Israel.
Yeah, I'm not that stupid. You don't have to spell it out that much, you know? I'd say my next State of the Union will sound like a Richard Pryor LP. I'm really looking forward to using, you know, they said, Mr. President, Carl said to me last week, he said, you talk plainly. When you talk plainly. Did I say that right? When you speak, no S on the end. When you speak plainly, people relate to you. They get to your inner soul. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of maybe peppering some of my dialogue with the press.
I think that's your phone.
Is that your phone? Well, hold on, where is it?
Right over here.
Hello.
Oh. Well, didn't Carl, I'm telling it's a game. It's a board game. It's totally innocent. It does not make me look stupid that I play Battleship. Well, F you.
Oh, now, who are you talking
about? I don't understand
that.
Good, I'm the president. I'll play whatever game. He doesn't care. He's not going to make fun of me.
I couldn't be his mother.
Hi. No. That's Carl. Said I shouldn't tell you that I play Battleship, and I'm like, I thought you'd relate to it because you do this kind of pop culture show for all the young people.
Right. I think if you're a real man, you should drop the F-bomb right now.
Carl asked me not to talk about board games to avoid the C-word also. Yeah, so he warned me with all that stuff.
And I tell you what.
You know, it frustrates me that I go to you would think that these people that show up for this giant meeting that we're all supposed to fix them world problems that we all got to deal with, that at least they'd have the decency to speak English.
I've got a button right here.
Yeah.
Want to say the F word?
Sure.
Just go ahead, say the F word.
Man,
hold on, I had to delete that out.
I was talking about how bored I was.
You cannot use that language.
Oh, man, I'm just bored. I'm just a bored kid over there, man. I didn't even get a kid.
Nope. I'm not surprised.
Hello? Oh, did you get it? Well, that's fine. Well, isn't that just fine? Well, I appreciate your donation.
It's a loud ringer.
Well, that's good. You're one of the... Yes, sure. You're
very
nice.
Loud ringer on his phone.
I appreciate that, too.
He dropped the F-bomb a second ago.
You are fantastic. Thank you so much.
Gosh, and I hope our new delay system works.
I think it did. And you know that anything... Hold on a second.
Who are you talking to? Who are you on the phone with,
Jordan? Get that microphone out of my face.
Who are you on the phone with,
I'm having a private... I am having a private conversation, Don.
It's off.
Hold on a second.
Okay. All right.
Yes, and anything I could do for you, he is a great American.
Who the hell are you talking to, Buzz?
I don't know. Somebody with a contribution.
I thought it'd be his mom.
No. Somebody with money.
Please, don't
pray. I mean, his mom has money, but
I'm very sorry.
Somebody else.
I wonder if he has a call waiting ring.
Oh, I got another call coming in.
He is the president.
Hold on, Mrs. Lay.
Oh.
Hold on.
The widow Lay.
Hello, Mama.
He's talking to Ken Lay's wife.
Mama, why are you crying? You are not fat and ugly.
Oh, dear.
You are not. You're pretty little. You're pretty as a pie.
Always come.
I know pies aren't pretty, Mama. I'm just trying to cheer you up. Hold on. I got Mrs. Lay on the other line. Hold on a second. That's not the sound it makes. Hello, Mrs. Lay. I got my mama on the phone. She's very sad because she's feeling old and fat and ugly. May I get off the phone with you? Thank you, Mrs. Lake. And sorry about your husband.
Yeah.
I'm deeply saddened. All right, hold on. Now, Mama, what's the fussing all about?
Line two.
You're feeling old. You're feeling old and fat. You're feeling old and fat and ugly. Mommy, nothing could be further
hey,
from the truth.
Hey, President Bush, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got Mama on the line here. I got to get out
tell
of
your,
line pretty soon.
Tell your mom.
Yeah.
I think she's a cougar.
All right, hold on a second. Hey, Mama, this might cheer you up. Okay, Don, I'm on the phone with that dish jockey you hate so bad. Yeah, he says, you know, he thinks you shouldn't feel fat and ugly, Mama, because you are a cougar.
Yeah.
What? Whoa, don't yell at me like that. What is it? Hold on a second.
Does that mean something bad?
What does that mean?
It means I'd like
Mama
to...
says it's an old woman likes to... Do it with young guys. Is that what that's all about?
Well, yeah.
Not old, really.
That's not going to cheer her. Hold on. Let me put this fire out.
I'll make love to your mom.
Mama, listen. Don't yell, please. I'm having fun with him. He's fine. He's doing what he does. You keep those chins up.
Oh, no.
All right. I'll send you a new string of pearls.
Hey, hold on.
He wants to tell you something else, Mama.
Tell your mom I'll give her a pearl necklace.
John says he will give you a pearl necklace.
She said that would be fine. That'd be wonderful.
Tell her I'll give her two pearl necklaces.
Mama, he says he'll give you two pearl necklaces. Mm-hmm. Well, she says that's just about as fine a thing she's heard all day long.
Sure is.
But she's in a good mood now.
Well, there you go.
All right, Mama, I gotta go. Bye.
Tell her off.
She's gone now.
Man, you...
Fire's off. Uh-oh.
God damn.
Not easy being him.
Hello? Yes. Of course, you know the address. You had to get through that line. Don't fool me like that. Uh-huh. Right.
Who's that?
Just plain cheese. Plain cheese.
Oh, but
yeah. Pizza. No, pizza not that thin crust crap. No. The real one. An American pizza. Bye.
That was a pizza guy. He calls me. I like to get my hands wet, so to speak. You know what I mean? Isn't that, or is it dirty?
Dirty.
Is it dirty or wet?
Word,
well, I just like dealing with the common man, and I actually, when I get my pizzas delivered, they actually come into the Oval Office.
Hey,
you know
that?
Something you might not know about.
Can I explain this something to you?
Yeah.
I know that you realize you don't know who's fighting Israel in the war.
I think I do. I think I might surprise you. The people with the...
You don't know what a pearl necklace is.
Afghanistan, bingo, you are out of luck. There I go.
Do you know what a pearl necklace is?
Yeah, pearl necklace, what Mama wears when she goes to, like, social function.
No. Have you ever seen a porno?
I can't admit that.
Okay, listen, hold on.
Have I ever seen a porno? You mean one of them movies?
Let's go to closed circuit real quick.
All right.
It's just the president and I on a secure channel.
Very good.
Are we secure?
You're clear.
Okay, good. Hey, Prez.
Yeah, I'm here.
What you do, I know you've seen this.
Yeah.
At the end of a porno.
Yeah.
When a guy is going,
the end.
And
the fireworks.
Yeah. And you know when it gets honor?
Oh, yeah, you mean there?
Yeah, well, there and there and...
I like it when they go, when they stick their tongues out.
Well, that's what a pearl
necklace... That's the one I like.
That's what a pearl necklace is.
Oh, she's not... She ain't going to like that. She'll find out.
I don't see how the money.
Hello? Whoa! Somebody's yelling. Somebody ain't happy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, hello, Mama. Mama, don't need to yell at me. Okay. Yeah, I don't sound like you.
All right, no, Rob, what are you doing? Rob, you're killing me on this.
I pointed at him. Hello?
I'm sorry about that.
All right. I got to go. You have made Mama upset because you've compared her to Jenna Jameson and other porn stars. You're making me angry.
Wow.
I must terminate this conversation and resume my heated game of Battleship.
Has been outstanding as always talking to you from wherever you are.
In closing, might I say, I certainly hope the world leaders fix stuff. Thank you, and God bless America. All right. Yeah, get the pizza up here right away. God damn it. More rolls.
Oh, there we go. Did we lose him?
He's gone. I think so.
That's it. He's gone. Okay, well.
Leader of the free world.
There he is.
There's President Bush.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize that that you were working with Monkey Boy there.
Oh, you know, we just try to
with
improvise.
Kong.
That's all. We always try to improvise.
Uh-huh. I thought you were a one-man band.
Ah, no. I'll take help wherever I can get it. No problem at all.
Because, Rob, that was very similar to
And
your...
in the role of Barbara Bush, Mr. Yep. Rob Spiewak.
Right. That was very much like your... Like when you do translation.
When they roll the credits, that will be Rob in the role of the irate Barbara Bush.
That's right.
Only when the pearl necklace was explained.
Hello?
No, this is not the president. But thank you for calling. Who was that, Mike?
I don't know. News comments coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And come on.
Come on.
First meltdown we've had.
Come on, music.
Okay, no problem.
Handsome man, recap news, and please embarrass us.
Stay tuned
for this and
more. Here's the sun of your day. Good times, good times,
good times.
Good times.
Good time.
With the Don and Mike Show.
All right, one last banana for you tonight. Here now is Guy Birdley. Buzz Burbank brought to us tonight by Ford. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move. There's a car. Company. people like that.
Uh-huh.
I am a good reader.
Yes, you are.
Ford. Tomorrow, we'll play a game called Beat the Heat.
Good.
Thursday, Robert the Mailman, speaking of the Heat, pays off the Miami Heat bet with the dunk tank.
Yeah.
Friday, fire extinguisher roulette.
Very good.
Next Wednesday, we're number 15 in the ratings party, although we won't be number 15 by next Wednesday at Mike's joint.
Nice
at
Look Around Cafe.
At O'Mara's in Manassas. And we're still looking for entries in the show open contest.
Yes,
send them to Johnny Yanni Norman.
That's my new favorite tape.
At our website, at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And again, John, you would like people to write what on the slug line there?
Show open, por favor.
But they don't need the por favor.
No, just show up. Well, if they want to put the por favor, that's just fine.
Now, do you like this?
Norman! I love it.
There you go. Well,
Norman!
He does. Yeah, the workout today.
And just remember, this Norman has a D.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Johnny.
Johnny has a D.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
You've been looking in the bathroom again?
Yeah, we're in much more intimate quarters now.
You are very gay today.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, you are so gay today.
Oh, thank you. I'll always take that as a compliment.
And now here's Buzz with his gay Jesus sandals.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Some people who want to end needless death and suffering were hopeful for a moment. Maybe the Bush administration, long an enemy of all things scientificated, had heard about the latest research about the overwhelming public support for stem cell technology. But no, the White House says the president will veto a bill the Senate's considering that would have the government paying to learn more about stem cells.
Hey ho!
Republican Arlen Specter says
I thought he was for this.
No. Bush is against stem cell research.
That would be the smart thing to do.
Isn't she for it?
Nancy Reagan is for it. That's
yeah,
that's
I knew there was some president lady.
Yeah,
was,
she's like the queen of the Republican Party, and that's it.
I just called Nancy Reagan a president lady.
Yeah, well, she was.
I know there's some president lady that's for that.
Yeah.
Which president lady was that?
President lady.
Yeah. Republican Arlen Specter says his cancer would have been cured sooner with the help of those cells, but conservatives say that okaying stem cell work will lead to fetus farms.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
That's what they're saying.
For that.
Fetus farms.
And they're telling conservative lawmakers what to think.
I know it's going to be scary.
Yeah, no fetus farms.
Now, the state of North Carolina...
Fetus Farms, incidentally,
yes,
is a great grocery store.
Fetus Farms.
Some people go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I go to Fetus Farms.
How long have you been shopping at Fetus Farms?
Less than 9 months, Mike.
Wow.
Less than 9 months.
The state of North...
I went to one store and only liked it like for 3 or 4 weeks.
I hear their eggs are good. Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Lots of food in a jar.
The state of a lot of things. The state of North Carolina. Never mind. I decided it was best. The state of North Carolina is also trying to hold back the hands of the clock. It's hanging on to a 200-year-old law against people shacking up. A lawsuit to overturn the living-in-sin law as unconstitutional.
Hey, Rob, you should move there.
Began today. The lawsuit.
I bet your wife would buy a house there.
Yeah. Well, for sure she'd want to be divorced, so we couldn't live together.
The suit. There's the story. The suit based on the case of a former sheriff's dispatcher who quit after she was told she had to either marry her boyfriend or quit living with him. The sheriff who fired her says he was just enforcing the law. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruled that the government has no business interfering in relationships between consenting adults.
God damn it. God damn it. Right. Sounds particularly resonant on that microphone.
How are you feeling?
Mm.
You okay?
Yeah.
Next thing you know.
There you go. Come on by Rockville Pike.
Otherwise known as the Petri dish.
Get some of my dunna.
While it's fresh.
My dunna, my DNA.
Yeah. The next thing you know, universities will be offering health benefits to the domestic partners of gays and lesbians, like the University of Louisville. That was the nightmare that awoke Kentucky Republican State Senator Dick Redding. Dick made quick public statements.
That's kind of a funny name, Buzz.
Sure is, especially for this story, Don.
Dick Redding. I get jokes.
Dick made public statements this week calling gays, quote, the wrong kind of people.
This is really going to be scary.
To his state. Dick even offended Republicans, the gay group known as Log Cabin Republicans, by calling them, quote, a bunch of queers.
Homo.
When they called for his resignation. Here's a first. Gays against Dick.
Mr. Redding has reportedly apologized.
Get me the bumper sticker.
And you also said Log Cabin.
Yeah, that's what they call the group, the Log Cabin Republic.
And they're a national group, right?
I understand
yes,
that, but that makes me think...
Yeah. Log.
Gay.
Get your syrup instead of jelly.
Log. Log also Ren and Stimpy.
Log. Yeah.
Log.
Right.
Log.
All kids love Log.
Time to clean out the hookahs and the bent spoons because a bumper opium crop is on the way.
Welcome once again to news that's important to Buzz.
Yep. As we and the Brits continue to fight the Taliban in Afghanistan, farmers there are continuing to grow record-setting opium crops. That's especially embarrassing to the Brits because they're in charge of stemming the opium crop as a way of fighting the corruption that keeps Afghanistan unstable.
Now, there's some stem cell research that Buzz could get into.
Stem seeds. Britain has 3,300 troops there, and the opium harvest is expected to be twice as big this year as it was last year.
We're trying to stem the opium crop, but the soldiers seem to all be falling asleep.
One report calls this deeply embarrassing. How's your war on drugs?
Mm-hmm.
You may have thought...
You know, that'd be a pretty good name for a morning show, though.
What?
Stem and Seeds?
Yeah. Seeds and Stems?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Seeds.
And I'm Stem.
How the frig are you? Get your ass out of bed. Play on the hits while you're spraying your bits.
Got a free bag of Oreos for the 10th caller right now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Stem.
Or was it the other way around?
You're just too good to be true.
No matter how it's kites.
Can't take my eyes off.
We still got it.
Jersey boy. Frankie Valley. He likes gang. Good morning. You're listening to Buzz FM.
And I think, now the more I think about it, you got to be Stem. You got to be at Stem and Seeds. Mm-hmm. Or is it Seeds and Stem? It depends on how you want it.
Well, Buzz, what's the way you put it?
I've heard Seeds and Stems is the phrase
seeds
I believe.
Stems. That Seeds and Stems is better.
Seeds and Stems. Uh-huh. Yeah, put S's on both of it.
You can get verification from the back room.
Shake on the news.
Hey, Joe.
Come in, Joe.
Joe, should it be Stem and Seeds or Seeds and Stem?
No stems, no seeds, nothing you don't need. Acapulco gold is badass weed.
I am totally confused.
What?
Stems and seeds.
Stems and seeds.
Thank you.
John and Mike Show.
Good morning, I'm Stem.
Stems.
Good morning, I'm Stem.
And I'm Seeds.
And we're going to sell those out to Joe Artiger.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Tonight, even with a correction.
Stem. Hey, join me and my wife and all the little stems. And, of course, Mike and all the little seeds.
Yeah, this weekend, if you want to stop by, have a drink. A free little stem, little seeds burger. I don't mind stems, but seeds give me a headache.
Oh, God.
You may have thought we were reporting on a fluke when we told you about the plan to reward voters with free tickets for $1 million lottery. The idea is closer to reality today.
Voting machines.
We're voting on a proposal in Arizona this fall. More than enough people have signed the petition. The man behind the plan is using the slogan, "Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?"
Buzz, I want to tell you something. This, while it is retarded, this will get people to vote.
Yeah, fantastic.
If you think that you have a chance to win $1 million,
right,
you'll vote.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
You'll vote.
Especially since it's a free lottery ticket. A copyright issues aside, this guy may succeed with his plan of getting more people to vote, no matter how uninformed they might be. People informed and uninformed love to play lotteries.
Joe.
But quoting Mark Osterloh, the odds of winning this are much, much higher.
Chocolate pie.
When we come back, you can't spell Waldorf Astoria without ass. It's on the menu coming up.
Hmm. Oh, this was Buzz's our big discussion before the show today about eating A.
Oh, good. Yeah, still to come.
Speaking of eating A, Joe.
Oh.
Sorry, Joe. I don't mean that. You know what I'm going to do? I don't think he's into it either.
Well, I can see him back there. I'm not sure what they're doing.
They're very close.
So, what, John?
No, nothing. Just waving to Mike. Sorry.
You guys behave yourself. Behave yourself back there, fat ass.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
broadcasting on average five times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
You like Cox?
Oh, I love it.
This is brought to you by Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local long-distance phone, Boreal, and data solutions. Data solutions. It's data like Star Trek. For all businesses, Cox.
COX.
See you here, man. Business. Business.
Right.
.com. And now here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
The CEO of a big gambling website and 10 other people have been arrested on racketeering, fraud, and conspiracy charges.
Racketeering to me always sounds like Al Capone time.
Yeah, racketeering.
Hey,
forget about it.
Hey, racketeering. It's the roaring 20s.
Racketeering is we're going to go down in our Model T and shoot you with our Tommy gun.
Elliot, and now I'm going to sit back and I'm going to get a nice straight razor shaving my face. I'm going to go, Elliot Ness can kiss my ass.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want to burn their house out of pee in the ashes.
That's the Chicago way.
Yeah.
The government wants these 11 people to cough up $4.5 billion in cars.
What's that? Computers.
Billion with a B? Billion with a B.
Hmm.
Cars and computers enjoyed.
Oh dear.
Oh my. By Bet on Sports and three other companies. Bet on Sports CEO David Carruthers was arrested in Texas Sunday while boarding a flight to Costa Rica.
And Rob and I just looked at each other and laughed because Carruthers is, for some reason, a comedy name.
That's a funny name.
Carruthers, a funny name.
Carruthers?
Carruthers?
Yep.
Some of the other defendants...
You know what? If you did a morning show with more than one guy,
right.
We're the Carruthers brothers.
Carruthers and others.
Something about Carruthers.
Did you hear Buzz's?
What's that?
Carruthers and others.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
And don't forget,
you pothead Burbank,
we'll be talking to old Mother Carruthers.
That's some grass. Some of the other defendants already live outside the U.S., which will make them tough to catch. Not impossible, but indeed tough.
Yeah, right. But it'll be like that scene in Casino. Remember that? The guy that lived outside of the country. Remember when they get him in the end?
Yeah.
You hear that tat, 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 and they chase him right onto the patio and tat, tat, tat. Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dot,
that's
dot, a good dot. A truly hot, a genuinely hot ex-school teacher who did one of her teenage male students has gone back to prison. She broke probation by sending the same boy nude photos and videos of herself along with explicit text messages.
Oh, she's not right.
Where was this lady when I was in school?
I don't know. 29-year-old long-haired blonde Pam Rogers had gotten most of her 7-year sentence suspended.
You forgive her, don't you, Buzz?
I do. I think we all should consider it. Now, for breaking parole, however, she will likely serve that 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just one problem.
Do you think she's going to end up like, excuse me there for a second, Buzz.
Sure.
I see them on TV like every 6 or 7 months.
And the answer is yes, I do think she's going to. I mean, she's more whacked out and obsessed with her pupil than the other guy was.
Mary Kay.
Laterno.
Laterno.
Oregon. Or
and
they have like a normal family now.
And the guy who looks to me like the kid that was accused of being too old playing Little League in New York about 3 or 4 years
right,
ago.
Right.
Looks a little like him and a little like Jag.
And a little like that, you know, even a much smaller version of that gay football player for the Minnesota Vikings. That guy that came out, the real famous guy that came out of the closet. He's got kind of that Samoan look.
Carl Eller?
Alan Page.
Just one problem with rounding up more pedophiles, I mean, between the police and the television shows, we're running out of places to put them. The rehab joints are full and not necessarily getting the job done.
How about a landfill?
One controversial answer, of course, is castration. Surgically, it's done by removing the testes. Chemically, it's done with shots to suppress the hormones, the sex drive.
That's right.
Both ideas have a lot of critics. Still, the ideas are catching on. It's already an option in 8 states, castration is.
What year was it Doubleday Broadcasting that did that to you and me? I forgot, it goes back a long time ago. Hey, we were just having too many fights.
Many fights with management.
8 records and hour. Play 8 records and hour.
Man, I remember screaming at him. I said, Don's the guy that plays the music. Why are you doing it to me, too? Well, that's the sound of us both. They did it to us both simultaneously. With one of those lumberjack saws.
Ended up with a bag of nuts.
Not an easy cut. Remember, measure twice, cut once.
Are they going to get to the end here?
Look at that, going on a million machines.
What have you been eating? How does everybody
Life is Joe from RD Studios.
Wow.
Hold on. Almost done. A little more to go here. And there you go. Castration complete.
Wow.
Anyway, Virginia is now thinking about joining the 8 other states that are doing castration. It's a winner with one Virginia prisoner who castrated himself with a razor. He says it made him stop thinking about little girls.
No.
In sports, the referee is not blind, but he is missing an eye. And now, Big Ten football ref James Filson is suing the conference for firing him. Jim says he called games for 5 years with just one eye just fine. He was even chosen to referee the Orange Bowl.
Offsides again?
The day they fired him...
They want a blind ref?
The day they fired him, they told him there'd be hell to pay if he missed a call, and the coach made an issue of his glass eye. The coaches know, he was told. And a former high school basketball player in New Jersey has lost a lawsuit over the yearbook that featured his partially exposed genitals.
You know what? You know what else is bad about that guy, that ref?
Oh, yeah, what?
He could never go to a 3D movie.
That's true.
He could never see, like, Superman in 3D.
That's an American tragedy. What can that be like? A former high school basketball player in New Jersey tried to sue over the yearbook that featured his partly exposed genitals. Tyler Bennett wore boxers instead of a jock strap the day the picture was taken, the day he made that jump shot. The school recalled the yearbook as soon as the picture was noticed, but Tyler sued anyway, saying the school should have done more.
Hold on, you mean a young man had a picture of his penis.
And he sued them, yes.
Why?
Well, because he was embarrassed. He didn't want his penis in the yearbook.
Yeah, because, I mean, was he a senior?
Yes, he was.
Well, now, listen, a senior boy should want his penis in the yearbook.
I don't know. I'm not sure, because, you know, they would actually, you know, when you think about
it. It's not like you're going to have a growth spurt when you get out of high school. I mean, pretty much, if you get to
that might
12th
be the problem.
Grade.
That yes, might be the problem. That might be why
you get to 12th grade, that's pretty much the meat you're going to.
I mean, if it was mushroom soup. You
operate
know.
With all week. Your whole stinking life.
Anyway, the judges ruled that Tyler gave his consent for the photo by appearing in public and that his complaint is without merit. Even his legal briefs won't cover him.
Mm-hmm.
New York's Waldorf Hotel, the restaurant there, don't order the salad. We'll explain when we return.
Oh, this is about eating the guy's egg.
Boy, he's building this one up.
Yeah, he sure is.
I think it's going to be great. I'm giving it a 10 already.
Good for you. It's a wise choice.
I'm giving it a 2.
Oh, really?
All right.
Oh,
number 2. We'll be right back. Okay.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You see that, Kong? You see how much better that went today?
Good job, Kong.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to buy you a nice big building you can climb up after the show.
Oh, good. It needs the exercise.
Once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, two waiters are suing New York.
Now, excuse me. The reason Buzz came to work today.
Okay. Oh, yes. The story. Two waiters are suing New York's famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel, saying they were sexually harassed for months by the restaurant's general manager. Jean-Pierre Deuteron runs Peacock Alley.
Deuteron.
A couple of his waiters say he made unwanted sexual advances, grabbing their crotches in their end quote. Waldorf salad will never taste the same. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry, we're out of time. I tell you, all day long.
Yep.
7A. Because I'm short. All day long, that's what he's been waiting for. You got it in.
Thank you.
So to speak. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Don't forget to go to our website, Dynamite website, to enter our show open contest. Good day to you, sir.
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 See you on a building.
It smells musty like an attic.
They did smell like that, Rob.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.